It's time for Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at msc-sports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. You're listening to Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Amberwell Pregame and Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head Raven football coach Joe Osborne starts right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Joe Osborne joins us, getting set for Raven football. And, Coach, quick look back at last week. Another good one for the Ravens, and regular season at home ends on a nice note.
Yeah, I thought our kids came out ready to go. I thought we played really, really well defensively. And offensively, we were pretty explosive. You know, if you look back at the breakdown of their defense, Central Methodist defense, there's not a lot of explosive plays because they play so deep in coverage. And so it was good to see us hit some big plays on them. And so we knew that was going to be not the easiest thing. But, you know, once we got a couple of those, that was good to see. And I thought Jackson had another nice day. I thought our O-line played pretty well. And just, you know, we spread the ball to different guys, and that was great to see. So I'm really proud of how our defense got after him. Isaac Anderson, I think, had 3 sacks. And Heath Baker was back there, had a couple sacks as well. So guys up front played really well on defense.
The special teams, got to talk about them. They had a huge day.
Yeah, I mean, the block punt by Joey Abrams, you know, recovered by Isaiah Hasten, that was a big-time play. And then we had some really nice returns. And, yeah, I thought it was good to see us come out and play really well on special teams. And I think, again, Harry Balky was, you know, rock solid on extra points. So, you know, he's been good all year.
So, Coach, now we're going into week 11. Going to start the season at a place we had never been. Going to end the season at a place we have never been. So there's been a lot of games. What do you know today about this team that we didn't know when we went to, you know, when we went to Morningside in game one? What have you learned about your group?
Yeah, I think the big thing is that, you know, I think we can play with anybody. You know, we've still got to improve a little bit. We got to knock off the penalties. And, you know, the other thing we talked about was turnovers from last week. And we've been good at that throughout the year, but I think That's the biggest thing. If we can get back to winning that turnover battle, I think we'll have a chance to beat anybody we play moving forward. So, but we've got a resilient group, really good leadership from our seniors, and just really, really been pleased with how they've gotten better throughout the year. And we've, you know, we had a setback versus M&U, but I feel like our kids really responded from that game, and you know, now we're in a good position again.
Did you expect that Jackson was going to set a passing record this year?
At the beginning of the season, I did not really forecast that coming, you know, and you know, to do what he's done, I think it's taken a lot of help from his teammates. He's got great weapons around him. Offensive line gives him a great, you know, gives him a good pocket, gives him time. But you know, give Jackson credit on this is he really processes what we're doing very well and understands the game plan and really studies film on his opponents. So every week he knows, you know, him and I are on the same page. We're in sync on what we're doing in the passing game. And I think, you know, Coach Hauser, you know, he was promoted to pass game coordinator prior to the season starting, and he's taken a huge role there. And I've just really been pleased with his progress as an assistant coach. And what he's done to help Jackson be successful, because there's times where I want to do something and he brings a different perspective of, Coach, I don't think Jackson can do this. Let's do this. He's really good at this. And so, you know, that's been really good. It's worked out really well. And Jackson's responded to being challenged this year, you know, and to do what he did in 10 games, because Garrett Kettle did it in 13, I think is pretty impressive.
Hey, Coach, one of the things I love about how Jackson has improved, but you have also given him those tools, because you look at the list and you've noticed it during the games, so many guys catching the ball. He's got big guys who are catching the short ones, like, you know, like you set up with the tight ends, like TZ and some of the guys. You got the speed merchants that fly down the field. I mean, you are utilizing and giving him a lot of options for receivers.
Yeah, for sure. You look at, it starts with Gathright. If you look in the statistics nationwide, Jacob is, he is first in the nation in yards per catch. He averages 22.9 yards per catch. And the guys that have over 1,000 yards receiving in the country, all of them have over 60 catches. Well, Jacob only has 44 catches. And so, you know, like you said, we're spreading the wealth. You know, and then from there, you look at Jayshon Todd, and he's always been productive. But then you have the emergence of Joseph Lagafuina, who has over 500 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns. I think Jayshon has just shy of 500 yards receiving, and he has 5 touchdowns. And then Tanner Zimmerman's really stepped up. You look at his production compared to a year ago, now he's caught over 400 yards of passes, and he has 3 touchdowns. So, you know, and then you have her backs as well. So, and then there's other guys, too, that have mixed in there and done a great job and been good role players for us. But those are the big names right now that have done a good job for us in the passing game.
Getting ready for the game today, it's got to be difficult for, I can think of a handful of reasons. You know, you're on the cusp of postseason, you know, if nothing goes badly. You're playing a team that's brand new to football. You're going to their place. It's on the road. How do you approach a game like this? I mean, is it like business as usual? Is it like working on things in anticipation of upcoming games? How do you come into this today?
We're focused on going to William Woods on Saturday and playing really good football and playing to our standard. And it starts with our preparation. And so our focus really this week's been no different than it's been all year. Our kids have been really mature about things and done a nice job. And the big thing we've talked about is win the moment. And that means we want to be present. We want to prepare, you know, as if this is the most important game, because it is, because it's the next one. And, you know, I was really honest with the kids this week. I said, now you're in a position where you can win the conference championship. A win on Saturday wins you a conference championship. A win on Saturday could get you an automatic berth in the playoffs. A win on Saturday could get you a bye. A win on Saturday, depending on what else happens in the country, could get you a home game 2 weeks from now. So, you know, there's a lot on the line, and they know that. But they're a mature group, so I think they can handle it. And we've had a good week of preparation, and I've been really proud of how they've handled themselves. They haven't really looked at the opponent, said, well, they're in their first year, so we're going to take it easy. They've said, we need to get better this week because we've got a lot of things coming down the road.
So we see William Woods, and they don't have a big football history. I mean, certainly as you prepare for them, you look for things that they do. They don't have a lot of numbers of kids. So what do they do? I mean, what have they found that they can do?
Well, I think they have some playmakers at receiver. We know their quarterback well. Gabe Seary was on our roster. He's in our first signing class here when I took over as a head coach. He's from St. Louis, and Gabe was a backup quarterback for us in his first 3 years. So Gabe played on scout team. So our defense has played against Gabe for 3 years, you know, in practice. So, you know, give him credit. You know, he's hanging in there, and you look at he's doing a good job passing the ball. He's only taken 22 sacks, and believe me, there's a lot of times where he probably should have been sacked because their O-line has given up some penetration, but he finds a way to get out of it. And, you know, like I said, he's got some good receivers. So we've got to come out and be ready to go. I think the big thing is when you're playing a game like this is, like, the other team has nothing to lose, so you got to expect the unexpected. And you got to, you know, play with poise and focus on the next play and just try to play a complete game.
If that complete game comes to fruition like we all would hope that it does, today's Sunday evening, the guys probably getting together and watching the selection show.
Yeah, we will be. The selection show will be at 6 p.m. It'll be streamed online through the NAI. So we're going to do that here at the Amino Center. So looking forward to spending time with the guys on Sunday watching that.
And for you, real quickly, and again, there's a lot of balls being juggled in the air still. Number 9 today. okay, coming into the game. Big difference between 9 and 8.
There is, because, you know, and it's the seeding doesn't necessarily put 1 through 8 in the coaches poll as 1 through 8 in the seeding. But yeah, if you get in the top 8 in the seeding, then that means the second round you have a home game. So yeah, that's a big deal. You sleep in your own bed and don't have to get on a bus and travel somewhere or possibly a plane. So,
and a big, not only, you know, a home game's round two, but no game round one.
Yeah, you get a bye week one, which is November 23rd, and then that means you're practicing on Thanksgiving, and then if you're at home, you're, you know, you're spending time here for Thanksgiving. So, but regardless, we're gonna cherish opportunities. Whatever opportunities we get, we're gonna cherish those, and we're gonna take advantage of those and be ready to go.
And not putting the cart before the horse. Big game today. You want to wrap up the season, and yeah, if the postseason's in the cards, you want to go into it with a head of steam.
You do. You do, for sure. And I think the big thing we talked about with our guys, you know, coming off last week's games, I felt like defense played really strong. Offense needs to take care of the ball. And then as a team, we need to get rid of the penalties and be more disciplined, you know, and control those things that we can control. So we want to see us improve in those areas.
Coach, we're looking forward to it here today. Best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison's Coaches Show. Your home for Benedict and Raven football is CARE Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we get ready for kickoff of the Ravens' regular season finale here today in Fulton, Missouri, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. There's no sugarcoating it. This William Woods team in their first year has only won the one game, and it was against a team not within the conference structure. So this team still a long ways away from being able to compete in this conference. Really, the number one key to the game for me, stay healthy. This is a Ravens team that's going to make the playoffs, whether they play next week or get that bye next week. Get healthy this week. We'll go a long ways to making the playoffs work. So again, today, go out, have fun, get a big W, but more than anything, stay healthy. Do those things and it'll be a fun day for the Ravens, and then they can set back tomorrow night and find out where their fate lies. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell Pregame Show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of the Ravens. And now, we go live to the stadium for Benedictine Raven football, where Tom and Gus Counts are standing by for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis right here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
And the story will enforce the rules of the game. Please treat the official for the same good sportsmanship he treats the student. More music is coming up here on Game Time.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Fulton, Missouri. We're getting set for Benedictine football this afternoon here on Kent Radio. And the Ravens wrap up the final regular season game of the 2024 football campaign on the road as they are playing the Owls of William Woods. Look at everybody. Tom Couch with you here, field side. Joseph, producing and engineering back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Gus with another project going on today, a very important one, and he's handling that. And we will welcome you. It's a beautiful day here in Fulton, Missouri. About 60, 62 degrees, partly cloudy skies, not a lot of wind. It's just pretty nice. Some weather, nice weather we have. What we don't have are a lot of things. Let's start with facilities. We're setting out here on a folding table under gravel, kind of around the edge of the football field. Raven fans, there's a three-tier portable bleacher to my left. Probably 30 or 40 of them in folding chairs out in front of us here, so people knowing that there are no facilities in Fulton, Missouri, have come pretty well prepared. It's senior day also for the Owls this afternoon, as they have six seniors that have been recognized prior to the game today. And that horrific din that you hear in the background. Yo.
Are you the one producing this noise?
Yeah, you know, I got nothing to do with that noise. Follow that cord, two windows down, tell them to put a plug. Even the fans are despising this heinous racket going on in the background.
Good afternoon once again, and welcome to the Owls Head.
We got a football game going on here as well. Yeah, it's going to be a football game.
Well,
the question is, how competitive? They're going to fix
it? As a reminder, William Woods,
yeah, they're not going to fix it.
Commitment to the five core values of the championship.
So William Woods not really trying real hard to make himself endear to the fans or opponents coming into join them in their inaugural season. And that all said, Benedictine is on the far sideline across the way from us, William Woods, and their team is on the near sideline, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. This is around 31, maybe 32. Still suited up for William Woods at the end of the year. So, you know, they kept 30 kids in the program through the course of their season.
William Woods University Football Hall of Famer,
Jacob Harrison. Benedictine coming out for the flip of the coin, and we're getting ready to get underway with this one here today. A lot of games going on in and around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. We're going to be talking about them as the day goes on. Certainly, we're going to be trying to keep you up to date on those scores. Going to, very importantly, look to keep you up to date on what is going on here. Certainly, again, with no electricity and no benches and no facilities and no Wi-Fi, we're doing the very, very best we can here today. But for the Ravens, a little delay here in getting to what is very important, and that is tomorrow and the announcement of the postseason and the all of that is going to be going on. So that is a big, big deal. Postseason for Benedictine, pretty much guaranteed. The only questions are the when, where, and whom. And all of that will become clear, and you'll be getting that report here on Q Radio the minute it is released. Team captains are out of the center of the field now, and having a flip of a coin out there. Officials saying William Woods has won the flip of the coin. They have elected to defer to the second half. And so the Ravens say, you know what? Just give us that football and let's get this thing going. What do you say? So for Benedictine, the kick return unit is going to be coming out on the field here pretty shortly. And we're about ready to get underway here this afternoon. It is a horrific din as the speaker is, like, immediately beside me. I mean, literally, I reach out and touch it here. So, that's not good. We will hope that they get that thing under control a little bit more as things go on. Joseph, I'm going to ask you to kind of keep an ear out and kind of keep me posted best you're able of how things are going on. We've got to welcome our fans all around the country. And no matter where you're at, from 913 to 954, good to have you with us here on CARE Radio this afternoon. Benedictine is going to put his kick return unit out on the field, putting a tone to it for the Owls. We're going to have Justin Sharkey. And for Benedictine, Jayshon John and Dalton Witherspoon. Oh, they're going to bring Joseph back here. So it's going to be Jayshon and Joseph, the kick return duo for Benedictine. We're set to go here this afternoon and hope you enjoy it. It's the Ravens going to notch win number 9 of the season here this afternoon. The advance and the boot is away. It'll end. And it'll be fielded by Joseph on the far side. He'll bring it up to 10. Cross to the left at the 20. Gets outside, breaks a tackle, and gets up around the 30-yard line. They're going to mark it down around the 29-yard line of the Ravens. From that point, they're going to begin their initial possession of the afternoon. It'll be first and 10, Benedictine. William Woods University here in Fulton, Missouri. One of the highlights driving through the downtown is the Winston Churchill Museum. Really nice. Very impressive structure. Another football game going on up the street is Westminster. Another school here in town is holding a contest. Ravens are going to have the first down of the game. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Fires one over the middle, going deep, and going to be off the extended fingertips. Longapuiana, it'll be second down at Benedictine. And that one, just a little bit too long. So Jackson Newley got only a little bit of air underneath it. Joseph had drawn maybe triple coverage downfield. And it'll bring him a second down and 10 for Benedictine. Single man to the backfield is going to be Dalton Witherspoon. His family standing right in front of me down here. And he'll get the first handoff, goes straight ahead, crosses the 30, picking up about 5 up around the 34-yard line.
On the
Dalton Witherspoon and his brother also playing for Benedictine on the defensive side of the ball out of Windsor, Missouri. It'll bring up a second down, third down 5 for the Ravens. Third down 5. Incredible loud noise here in Fulton, Missouri. You wouldn't know they had that much to cheer about. Here's the Ravens on a third down call. Quarterback is going to be back. Looking, goes over the middle and misses Jayshon. Just a bad pass, throw well out of his reach. And completed. Benedict is stymied on their initial possession of the afternoon. They're going to go 3 and out. Fourth down, Ravens. BC will be punting the football away, putting a toe to it. It's going to be Cohen Bruner. He'll stand in his own 12-yard line to kick it away. Return man back here for William Woods. That's going to be Troy Oliver. Troy Oliver is kind of the guy for this team, 5'8", sophomore. He's their leading receiver. He's going to be standing at his own 30-yard line, awaiting the return of the kick. Benedictine in the whites today. Love this uniform. White jersey, white pants. Black helmets, red. Lettering and trim. Snap back. Perfect. Boot away. Not great. Off the side of his foot. It dies at the 45. Little Raven roll to the 40. 38, 7, 6. And down to the 35-yard line. So far, William Woods. It'll be possession number 1 of the afternoon. It's going to begin first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
First and 10 from their own.
Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, handling all our difficult stuff. And again, Joseph, stay in touch with me and let me know how things are going. Certainly, we are outside. It is abysmal here in Fulton, Missouri. First and 10, William Woods from their own 35-yard line. Quarterback Gabe Seary. Will hand off, it'll sweep to the left side, bounces outside to the 40, and pushed out of bounds on the 43-yard line. Nice 8-yard gain on the first carry of the ball game.
Carry by number 4, Matthew Savoia.
Segovia out of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
After the
little wide receiver, a little jet sweep to the left side.
Going
to bring up a second down, 3-4. William Woods at their own 43-yard line. Woods in the kind of a dark foresty green uniform with white helmets and numbers. QB's back, plenty of time, wide open receiver over the middle. And I think Matthew Segovia, the intended receiver, just kind of came up on the route and stopped. So it's going to go incomplete. It'll be third down and three.
Matthew Segovia.
Quarterback Gabe Seary out of O'Fallon, Missouri. You know that name? Recognize that name? Well, if you're a really good Raven fan and you really study the program, you didn't see him on the starting lineup or the 2-deep or maybe even the 3-deep, but a backup quarterback for the past couple of years, Gabe Seary, was at Benedict and transferred over here to William Woods. Now is their starting quarterback in his first year here. Third down, QB's back. Looks over the middle, and it's going to be batted away. Incomplete. Fantastic defense in the middle of the Ravens. And for BC, it's going to be the kick return unit coming out on the field. Give Abram Phillips that pass breakup. And on a fourth down, the Ravens are sending nobody back. And now they're looking over the far sideline, saying, are we returning a kick, or what's going to go on here? And the Ravens, no, they're not going to kick. They're going to go for it. William Woods on a fourth down three at their own 43-yard line leaves the offense on the field. QB trying to draw the defense off. It's going to be back to throw, and the Ravens jump. That's going to work for him. He's got a free play. He throws it downfield, throws it away. And Benedict, the defensive front, jumps offside. And exactly what
on the play.
Coach Julian Mendez here for the Owls had hoped would happen. It is going to be a charity first down.
Offside.
So the official's going to make that indication. And for William Woods, it'll make him a first and 10. It'll be across their own 45-yard line. Probably around the 48. First and 10 for the Owls.
First and 10 from their own 47.
William Woods sticking with a tight end on both sides. Now they're going to bring a tight end from the right side out and have a trio, diamond-shaped trio, on the right side, the wide side of the field. Quarterback is back, looks right, throws right, takes it to his man out of the backfield. It's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage and working it up the far side in front of the Raven bench, picking up about five across midfield and down to the Raven 43-yard or 47-yard line.
Ethan Lawler.
Second down, five, William Woods. Woods coming into the ball game today with a 1-9 record. Their one win of the game, or of the season, was in week one, just up the street, as they knocked off Westminster. They are 0-5 in the conference. Second down, five call. Quarterback Seary for Woods. Long count, motion to the near side. QB will keep it himself, go straight ahead. Ravens drop him, picked up maybe a yard. The ball pops loose. Benedict believes they've gotten it. The official runs up over the football and waiting for a call from underneath. Raven football. Gabe Seary on a little QB draw takes a step back, runs into the line. The Ravens give him a lick. He throws the football away, and Benedictine is going to come out of it first and 10. The defense with a takeaway. It'll be Ravens beginning a possession of their own 46-yard line. We're at 12-10 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine will have their second possession.
First down for the Ravens.
How about that? Ravens defense coming up with a takeaway, and here comes BC's offense. On the first play of the game, they went deep. This time, they're going to hand off, and here's Ugorji. 50, 45. Ugorji, 40. He's going to be drugged down from behind it near the 35-yard line. So for Benedict, in about a 17-yard carry on a first-down run. Here comes the Raven offense.
Xavier Ugorji, good enough for a Ravens first down.
BC quickly back up over it, not wasting any time. Ugorji, same play, same way, goes left side, picks up 5, 10, 15, down he'll go inside the 25-yard line, down to the 23. The vantage point here is we're standing around the 37-yard line on what I'm going to call the east side of this field that kind of runs diagonally here in the midst of a neighborhood.
Another carry by
On the other end of the field. Spotting the numbers, spotting the distance, down the distance is going to be a little bit more taxing. 11:20 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens moving the ball. QB's back. Jackson lobs right. Has his man downfield. Overthrows Jacob Gathright. Two passes by Jackson Dooley. Two overthrown footballs by Jackson so far.
Pass and by Dooley. Falls incomplete. Intended for number two.
Ravens are going to
be looking at a second down and 10. Benedictine, they're going to call it a C. I thought he was around the 23, but they're going to call it closer to the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 25. So for Benedictine, second down call. Back to throw again. Dooley throws one. Jay Sean, 25, down to the 20, and down to the 18-yard line.
Complete for number one, Jashaun Todd.
Jay Sean will move the ball, and
we're
going to get a tackle by Jalen Scuggs. So Scuggs and Holloway, the couple of defenders down there for William Woods. Benedictine looking at a third down three. Just thinking about kicking points, not sure how interested the Ravens are going to be in that this afternoon. Ugochi's going to stay in at the running back. It was a third down three. Not much wind. What little wind there is going to be in the face of Benedictine. Defense jumps off, no penalty. Now they're going to check it off at the line of scrimmage. Jackson on the third down call, back to throw, looks right, throws left, and way over throws again. Three badly thrown passes by Jackson. And it's going to go incomplete, and the Ravens are 0-for-3 passing the ball. And into the game will come Harry Balke. So the Ravens' aerial attack has been shaky here at the start of things this afternoon. Balke is 6'4", 220-pound senior from San Diego, California.
I wish.
It's got to be Jackson Dooley, spotting it down around the 25-yard line. Hands outstretched, waiting to snap, 35-yard field goal. Effort is up on its way and put it on the board. Ravens have broken out on top, and we're taking a first break. At 10:27 to go in the opening quarter at Fulton, Missouri. Ravens 3, Owls nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Fulton, Missouri. We're, in spite of the horrific noise in the background, the Benedictine Ravens have been able to focus, and their ground game moved them downfield after the takeaway by the defense, and the Ravens are leading it by a 3-0 margin here, 4.5 minutes into the game. Benedictine kickoff specialist and punter Colin Bruner set to boot it away, and there's the advance, and there's the kick. That's horrible kick also. Very high, very short, spinning, and it's going to be taken by an up man, and he's going to be buried at the 25-yard line. Terrible kick, but a great result because it went so high. The kick coverage was downfield very, very quickly, and by the time he was able to get the ball off a hop, coverage was right there, swarmed him over, and the Ravens are going to be back on defense.
For the Owls, number three,
it
Kyle
is
rolling.
First and 10. First and 10 for William Woods. And they're going to have the ball at their own 20, let's call it the 23-yard line. Again, William Woods with the scoreboard, but all the numbers not being used. I don't have the personnel or have not been trained to utilize it all quite yet. QB's back to throw. Siri going to keep it himself just like he did before. He's going to be the QB keeper. Last time he did that, he got hit and turned over the football. So
Siri.
Head coach Mendez says, I'm going to put it right back in his hands. I'd like to give him a little bit of confidence on this
on the tackle for
1-9 season. He will gain about 2 yards.
Brings up second down.
It's going to bring up a second down and about 7 or 8 for William Woods. Well, while Gus is on an important mission, I've got the opportunity to share happy birthday to Cora. Cora, hope you're celebrating, having a good time, partying on. We're thinking about you. Coach Wilcox asked about you on the way over, and I told him it was a birthday day, and so you're getting the day off today. So, Cora, happy birthday, kiddo. Here's a handoff to the outside and buried at the 20-yard line. There was no end. There was nowhere to go and trying to get the ball to the outside.
Tackled for the loss by...
For William Woods, carrying the ball out here, Troy Oliver.
But
Troy, 5'8", 180, looks 5'6", 150, 55. Tried to get outside, loses about a half a dozen. It's third down, 13, Owls.
The loss brings up third and long for the Owls.
Corey's probably saving me ice cream and cake for when I get back. Maybe. And maybe not. I don't know. Motion will come to the right side. QB's going to be back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. In trouble. Hit and back. The Raven defense swarming all over Gabe Siri and Benedictine. We'll put his punt return unit out of the field, and here comes Jay Sean Todd.
Siri tackled for the loss.
8:45 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a 3-0 lead early. Isaac Anderson, another.
Turkey back to receive for the Raven.
Great defensive play for BC. Isaac,
Sean Todd.
That will be his 7th sack of the year. 38 tackles, 5 sacks coming into the game today. Snap is high over the kicker's head, rolling around in the end zone. He chases it and kicks it out the back. And as it goes out of play, it will be a, there's markers flying, but that is for a going out of play. That's what that's going to be about, I suppose. They're going to call from the official, maybe, maybe not. It's a 50-50 here today. 60-40. Fisher's going to walk out and he's looking over at Coach Osborne to see what the call is going to be or what he's going to want to do with this call. The penalty was the illegal kick as the ball is rolling around in the end zone. He boots it out the back of the end zone. So give the safety to the Benedictine defense, and the Ravens are going to put their kick return unit out of the field, leading now 5-0 at 8:17 to go. So 8 minutes 17 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine now leads it 5-0. And Raven running that kick return unit out, and it is again going to be Joseph Longapoyana and Jay Sean Todd. That's not going to settle it around the 15-yard line. For William Woods, it looks like Justin Sharkey is going to go ahead and tee this thing up. Sharkey is their kicker and punter, 6'3 junior out of Indiana. And here we go, the advance on the football, and there's the kick. High end over end, not terribly deep. It'll be fielded by Raven Upman, 35, 45, 50, 45, 40. What a great return, and I'm telling you, that was just running that thing straight south for Benedictine. With that kick return for the Ravens, it was Tyler Watson, the big old tight end. I know he's a big guy, and Tyler ever brings him back. He's a 6'2 junior from Hillsboro, Missouri, and the Ravens are going to begin their third possession of the ball game in William Woods territory at the Owl 40. Back into the backfield for the Ravens to run the ball is going to be Dalton Witherspoon. William Woods goes with a, gosh, that looks almost like a three-man defensive front. There's a handoff. Witherspoon goes to the right side, turns it up off tackle, and he's going to take it to just short of the 35-yard line. Make it a long 4-yard gain. Lead block for the Ravens over here on the right side. The 6'2", 280-pound junior from Katy, Texas. That's Jacoby Hinton. We're about midway in the opening quarter. Ravens in front, 5-0.
Down for the Ravens.
Again, Tooley's got Witherspoon behind him on his second down call. They're going to bring Teezy over to the right side. Quarterback is back, throws one left flat. It's going to be caught, and a bad pass, but well caught over there by Jay Sean Todd. He picks up the first down, had a lot of green in front of him, but was unable to turn it upfield because the ball was kind of behind him and on the hip. He had to reverse himself a little bit, make the catch, and then was not able to keep his balance and move it downfield. First and 10 Ravens at the... Oh, let's call it the 27-yard line. Quarterback's back, going to throw it back over again to the left side, and this time it's going to be cut by Jacob Gathright and a 7-yard gain. Second down, 3.
Number 21, Jacob Gathright.
Benedict, 7 minutes ago in the opening quarter and leading it 5-0, moving the football briskly down the field, going from left to right here in quarter number 1. Chase John is going to be very wide on the right side.
Longapoyan
also right. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He starts, stops, starts again, and takes it down to close to first down yardage inside
Dalton
the 20-yard line.
With the carry.
So Dalton is able to advance the ball. Started into the middle, stopped. Kind of let that blocking develop for a second,
for
and it went straight back ahead. They're going to say just short of the first down. We'll call a third down and a short yard for Benedictine. Ravens are going to bring a new tight end into the ballgame over here. It's going to have R.J. Brewster. They're going to have him in close. Brewster typically has a wide receiver. Zimmerman is going to be winged to the right side on the third down, one call. Now Zimmerman in motion, going to be the lead block. Here goes Witherspoon. He's to the 15. He's to the 13-yard line, first and 10, Ravens.
Dalton Witherspoon on the carry.
Benedictine has not had a big break play, but they've just driven the ball downfield. After that first position where they went three and out, BC's been able to generate a little bit of offense. Going over to the right side for the Ravens now, that's going to be LeBron. LeBron, slot right. BC's going to go also very wide right to the near side with the pitch. Ugorji, 15, 10, puts his head down, maybe the 9-yard line. And here's the thing. Xavier's got tremendous speed. Hard guy to catch up with, but you get him in a little traffic.
On the
not
carry.
That.
Tackled by number one, Cody Holloway.
Downhill kind
it's
of runner.
Second down for the Ravens.
He was running into a lot of traffic there, and it was a little bit tougher for him. It'll bring up a second down, 7-4, Benedictine. Now for the Ravens, over to the left side. It's going to be Matthew Sanford, the 6'3 sophomore from Melissa, Texas. Matt is wide to the left side. They're going to fill the slot to the left. They're going to be LeBron also to the left side, the wide side of the field. Quarterback's back. Looking that way. Throws. He's got his man. He's going to make the catch, and they're going to drop it incomplete in the end zone. The pass into the middle is going to be dropped in for the Ravens. It's going to bring up a third and 7 for Benedictine, and they're going to switch up the package, bringing in both Gathright and Jay Sean Todd and Longafuiana. And now all those guys, though, are going to be in tight. Three typically wide receivers, three fastest guys on the team, probably. QB's back to throw. Looking left, now throwing to the back of the end zone. The fade pattern in the corner. Is it caught? No. Dropped away, dislodged, dropped. The Ravens think he held it long enough. But the official back there says no.
That's
for
right,
Benedictine, they're going to have to settle again for a field goal. Now, the Ravens are moving the ball downfield. They're running it, picking up 5-6. They're running it, picking up 7-8. They're running it, picking up 4-5. Get inside the 15-yard line and go to pass, pass, pass. End up a field goal effort. Here's Harry. Bonkey's back in. This is going to be a 28-yard effort. It is down and up, and it is good. Harry Bonkey's money. Taking a timeout. 4:54 to go in the first half. Ravens 8. William Woods.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Receive the kick to the
Owls,
number 13, Troy Oliver.
Welcome back to Fulton, Missouri. So Benedictine, three scores in the game, but lead only 8-0. So it is a one-possession lead. The kick is away and will be fair caught at the 5-yard line. Probably a clever decision for Troy Oliver. And back out will come William Woods.
Fair catch by Oliver brings up first down for the Owls from their own 25.
Here come the Owls. It is first and 10 for William Woods. It says we're hooked up that we have internet near my hotspot, but it absolutely doesn't work over here. First and 10, William Woods from their own 25-yard line, where quarterback Gabe Seary brings his team back out. We'll have a motion man from the right side to the left. He's going to roll to the right instead, throw it on the sidearm, hits his tight end over there, who's going to be hit and pick up after all of that, a yard. Nice cover downfield for Benedictine by Abram Phillips, another tackle for the junior from Olathe, Kansas. Second down, 8, Owls. Benedictine scoring on a pair of field goals by Harry Balke and a safety the Raven defense. Woods on a second down, long call. Quarterback gets snapped, looking left, Ravens chase him, he's hit, the ball is on the ground, Siri Johnson, and what incredible home field luck as it bounces right back up into his arms, and the Benedictine sack by Heath Baker is going to push the football back around the 10-yard line.
Brings up third.
They're going to mark it down around the 9. It is the VA guy, third and long. But we're going to beat that. We're going to do the math and call it third and 26. 3:45 to go, and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Siri already with two opening quarter fumbles. One he lost, and one he was able to recover for a almost 20-yard loss. Third down call. Quarterback standing just short of the goal line will backpedal into the end zone where he is going to be hit. Throws the ball madly, and is it picked off? No. Siri just throws the ball downfield as the Raven defender is led again by Isaac Anderson. And bearing down on him right below the goalpost. And lucky for William Woods and the Ravens were not able to pick that off. Benedictine will be set to take another punt here today.
Number one, Jashaun Todd.
Jashaun is into the ball game for the Ravens. Jashaun will stand at midfield. Ravens are due for a big old return. Snap is back. It's over his head and out the back of the end zone. That is safety 2 in quarter 1. How about that? 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. The Ravens stretch their lead to 10-0. Well, I've never seen that. Two safeties by the punter in the opening quarter. Got a lot of questions on the way over here to the game today. Had a lot of questions when I got here and seeing the setup. Now my question is, does William Woods come out of the locker room at halftime? They trail 10-0 to Benedictine with 3:25 to go in the opening quarter, and they're going to be set for their second free kick. Joseph hanging with us. We got a day of all kinds of interesting things and stuff going on. Benedictine huddling it up over on the far sideline. And here comes... It will be Lagapuyan and Todd. The long snap guy for the William Woods, by the way, is Kenneth Robinson. He's a 5'8", 160-pound freshman from Houston, Texas. Benedictine's long snapper. Tell you what, Zach Filippi has few rivals in how well he does his job. Zach, 6'2", 220 out of Henderson, Nevada. All right, William Woods is going to tee this thing up, get a free kick from their own 20-yard line. Let's see what the Ravens can do. Last time, it was a very nice return to near the 50-yard line. This boot is going to be away, and it is going to send Joseph back. It bounces off his hands. Longafuliana takes it at the 2. That's a long way to come back. 15, 20, 5, 30, 5, 40. Joseph, 50, left side, 40, left side, 30. Longafuliana, 20. Shotgun, a baby. 98-yard kickoff return. Joseph Longafuliana. He just runs up the left hash mark, goes from north to south, and the Ravens, as the clock will not quit running. I don't blame him. I wouldn't stop the clock either. It's 16-0, Benedictine. Did they agree before the game to just, like, let it run? It would have been a great idea. Ravens are going to go now for a point after. And back in looking for his fifth point of the game is going to be Harry Balky. Now they stop the clock. We're going to call this a 251 because that's what it says up there. 98-yard returned by Joseph. The ball is down. The kick is up. And Benedictine extends its lead. Taking a break, Joseph with 2:51 to go in the opening quarter. Now, Ravens 17, William Woods nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Yeah.
Missouri. 2:51, according to the official scoreboard clock, 17-0. Benedictine leading here in the opening quarter this afternoon. Set to put a toe to it once again for the Ravens. It's going to be Cullen Bruner. Cullen advances, the boot into the wind, end over end, and again the wind is going to drive it down. It'll be fielded at the 15 where a running fair catch is going to be called for and made for the Owls.
Fair catch by Oliver.
And William Woods,
first and 10
by virtue of the
Owls
fair catch from Troy Oliver, is going to have it at their own 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Woods. So William Woods. Got to come out of the football. First and 10. Let's see if they got up their sleeve, or if they've got anything up their sleeve. With a move, motion to the left side. The ball is on the left hash mark. Now cut it back to the right. Quarterback's going to hand off to Oliver. He'll slide right, going to be hit, going to be dropped, going to lose a couple of yards. He had come in a little bit of a jet sweep from left to right. Gets beyond the quarterback, about to the tackle, stops, pivots, turns around, and goes back the other way. The snap comes back. Quarterback hands it to him on that little reverse of the jet sweep, and he's going to lose two, second down and a dozen. So it is a struggle right now with 2:18 to go in the opening quarter for William Woods to generate any kind of offense. QB back looking. Waiting a long signal count, down to 5, down to 4. That's probably a good ploy. Quarterback is back, chased out of the pocket. He's going to run with it as penalty markers sail. And the run by the quarterback that was going to actually pick up a yard, maybe a couple of yards, it's not going to pick up anything. There's going to be a penalty. And we'll see what the official is going to have to say here. Crew taking its time here this afternoon. The sun is really nice. They've given up on the field microphone. That is a good call. And the penalty against William Woods is going to move the football back. It's going to be second down and, 21, 22, something like that. Final game of the regular season here this afternoon. Benedictine at William Woods. And for the Owls from around their own 14-yard line. Here we go. Second down, 20-plus. Quarterback from the goal line and hit back. That's back at the 10-yard line. Trying to see who shot through there for the Ravens. If I get some guys to move around and coming through there for Benedictine, I'm going to give that to Joe Burke. So Joe Burke out of Albuquerque, 5'11 and 255, picking up a tackle and the sack. And now we got an owl on the ground. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. They're going to run out and give him a look-see. Minute and a half to go. We're in the opening quarter. The score, Ravens 17, William Woods nothing.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
I was out there taking a look at one of the William Woods players who's prone around the 10-yard line, kind of updating on what's going on here today. So far this afternoon. And by the way, William Woods comes into the ballgame. We've talked about it. Gus talked about it. They are not a great rushing team. In fact, in 10 games, they have rushed for a touchdown. Well, so far this afternoon, Benedictine has rushed for 52 yards. William Woods has rushed for negative 33. So, and that's still with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. I'm trying to see who they're helping off the field out here, if I can get the helpers to, here we go. Coming off the field is going to be wide receiver Aaron Spears. 6'2", receiver from Baton Rouge. So they're helping him over to the near sideline. And as we get back to play, William Woods is going to be facing a third down and 5, 10, about 25, 26 to go. Again, the scoreboard, they're calling it third and 10, but like third and closer to 30 than to 10. Quarterback's back to throw from the end zone. Fires one. It's going to be bobbled and incomplete at the 5. And here's what happened out there. On a little, I'm going to call it the ISO, the little crossing pattern where you go about 5 yards deep into the secondary and then run parallel to the line of scrimmage. The ball went right into the hands of Ethan Lawler. He heard and saw this defender coming at him, full tilt. Lost his concentration, juggled and dropped the ball. Probably not a terrible idea for him, so he did not take that hit. He was about ready to receive and for Benedictine. Jay Sean is back at the 50-yard line, and let's see how this punt goes for William Woods. There have been some struggles back here. Snap is back. Oh, that was helmet high, and he drops in and picks it up. He gets it away. Jay Sean makes the catch at the 50, 45, 40. Right side, 35. Bumped out of bounds there. Ravens are going to have it first and 10. Benedictine from the Woods 35-yard line.
By number 18,
total props to Justin Sharkey. He finally got a handle on that thing and was able to get it away. So it's going to at least make the Raven offense come out of the field. It'll be Benedictine football. They're going to say Jason goes out of bounds at the 37-yard line. We're down to a minute 12 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens up 17-0. Seeing if they can tack on a fifth. They've got four scores already in the opening quarter, looking for a fifth right here. Motion to the left side, that's LeBron. Long count, Dooley, play action, back, looking downfield. Once Gaff's right, steps up, and now we'll throw late, and he's going to overshoot a wide, wide open receiver. He was looking downfield for LeBron, and it's going to go incomplete. And again, the passes by Jackson Dooley are very long. Better defenses would have had multiple interceptions so far this afternoon because those passes have been dangerously overthrown. And a little deep coverage would have been picking those off. Second down, 10. BC still at the 37-yard line. They're going to shift tight ends to the left side. QB's going to make the pitch there. Here's Ugorji. We'll cut into the 35. Ugorji down around the 30, and he's going to be very close to them. They're going to give him a first down on a good solid mark down near the 25-yard line. Advance of six, and the Rams are going to keep the drive alive. We're in the final minute of the opening quarter. Going to bring in a little extra beef in the middle is William Woods. And by beef, I mean 5'10 and 180-pounder. That is Justin Sharkey coming into the defense. First and 10, Ravens at the 26-yard line. Dooley with you, Gorgi. Jackson's back, going left into the end zone, coming back for the ball, and it's going to be incomplete, thrown way to his left and well out of the field of play. And it's going to be incomplete on the left side. And again, they're looking for Gathright. Clock stops with 23 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Now the William Woods rushing yardage has advanced. They are now minus 41 opening quarter rushing yards. Here come the Ravens, second and 10. Ugorji to the right side of Jackson. Going to take his handoff, goes straight ahead, picks up about 5 down to around the 20-yard line. And again, in the middle of the line, fighting his way through, even though he had a great lead block in front of him by Tanner Zimmerman. Ugorji's limited to about 4-yard gain. Third down, half a dozen for Benedictine. But we'll see what they decide to do as we come back for quarter number 2. First quarter in the book here in Missouri. Time out of the field where it is Benedictine 17, William Woods nothing.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're back here in Fulton, Missouri. Final game of the regular season here, 2024 for the Benedictine Ravens. After one, they are in front, 17-0. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts will be here. Goes on a very, very important assignment this afternoon. And Cora is dancing and celebrating and enjoying a, we hope, a delightful day. Happy birthday to Cora. Corlew. Third down, Benedictine Ravens. At the Owl, 23-yard line. And kind of a bonus for me, and this is very selfish, but you know, the football is on this end of the field and in front of me to the point where I can get a halfway decent line on it here. Third down is your call. Dooley has man motion to the left side. Takes a snap, back to throw, looking right, nothing, looking left, nothing, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10 and dragging the defender down to the 5-yard line. For Benedictine, the pass is going to be taken by Cameron.
In on the tackle.
The Los Angeles native, 6'4" sophomore Cameron Dover. And Benedictine, you're seeing a lot of different receivers, a lot of different guys touching the ball today. Ravens are going to go wide to the left side with Sanford. They're going to go wide to the right side with Roland on his first and goal, 10 yards out. Ugorgi's the running back on the quarterback's right. QB's back, passes over the middle, caught, touchdown Ravens, Matthew Sanford. A 10-yard TD strike to Matthew Sanford. And at 14-16 to go in the half, the Ravens lead is now 23-0. So Dooley to Sanford. A 10-yard pass, and here comes Harry Balke. Harry's got a couple of field goals. He's got an extra point. And so he's looking for point number 8, and there it is. Point's good. Timeout. Joseph, 14-16 to go in the half. Ravens stretch it. It's now Benedictine 24. William Woods nothing.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
With 64 rushing yards this afternoon, William Woods, a negative 56. Ravens with only 19 passing yards, but 10 of them right there on that touchdown strike. We're just underway in the second quarter. Ravens go up 24-0 and getting set to kick it away again. Here's the boot. This time with a little breeze behind him. The end over end kick is going to be hit on the ground at the 2, bounces in, bounces out at the back of the end zone, and it'll be WWU. First and 10. So for William Woods, right about now, don't you just try to look for something, like something good? You're not looking for the whole world here. William Woods does have 4 first downs today. Benedictine has only 5, but because they've been moving down the field so briskly. Here comes the Owl offense, and quarterback Gabe Seary. Motion to the left, handoff on the jet sweep, into the backfield, spinning away from the first guy, but not the second, and diving back to around the original line of scrimmage. There's going to be no gain, no loss on that carry. So, the freshman from Troy, Missouri, Ethan Lawler, hits it back to the line of scrimmage. It'll pick up a second down and 10 from there. Close rolling at 13:50 to go. I don't know what the receivers over here on the near side are looking at. Oh, is that the play being telegraphed in by the coach over here? Maybe so. 14, 13, 12 to go on the play clock. Receivers, 2 to the left and 2 to the right. Nobody in the backfield this time with Siri.
He's straight back to throw. Chased out the pocket. Rolling left. Now he's going to have to step up. Gets hit. Thrown out of bounds. And there's going to be little or no gain as Zach Lacombe gets over there. Zach Lacombe has had an absolutely fantastic sophomore season for Benedictine.
By number 36.
And so for Zach, it is his 54th tackle. And is there a loss on that play? Are they going to just get him right? Boy, just right back at the line of scrimmage. He's already had two tackles for a loss and four interceptions today and a pick, or this season and a pick six. Zach Lacombe, a tremendous sophomore season. He leaves William once looking at a third down 10 instead of their own 25-yard line. Now, Woods is doing, again, I thought they did this earlier, and I'm going to say they're doing it in now, and this is really smart. They're taking their time. For some reason, the play clock has not started. Now they've got to fire it up, maybe. And there we go. 24, 23. They're going to run as much time off of that play clock as they possibly can. 13-13 to go in the half. Officials trying to get him to start the clock. They're not doing it. There it goes. A lot of difficulty with the game business today. Here's a pass over to the near side, and it is closer to me than it was to Stephen Murray, who is the intended receiver over there. Stephen Murray, a freshman receiver for William Woods, comes into the game. He caught eight passes last week for 5 yards. In fact, this season, he's actually caught two passes for 25. It's going to go incomplete. It is fourth down, 10 for William Woods, and the Owls will be forced to punt the football away. And they took, frankly, too little time off the clock. 13 minutes ago, from where the Ravens scored until this, a minute 16, and Benedictine is going to have the football back. And again, Jay Sean for the return. The boot away. It is short into the wind. I mean, really short. And it's going to go out of bounds. One of the Ravens on the far sideline makes a nice catch. Let's see where they will determine if the ball has gone out of bounds. 40, 30, final on the 35-yard line. So Benedictine, off of this 10-yard punt, is going to have the ball first and 10 at the William Woods 35-yard line. I don't suppose the Owls really wanted to get the Ravens just kind of a short field, but that's exactly what they've done. Here comes Benedictine. Quarterback Jackson Dooley. Single man in the backfield behind Dooley. Tanner Zimmerman is going to move over to the right side. QB, back to throw, looks over the middle, he wants a home run, undefended, that's Gathright, and that is six. Nobody was near Gathright. Nobody was in that side of the field. Nobody was on that half of the field. Gathright was completely alone and undefended, and the Ravens, a one-play drive, took them, 12 seconds, and Benedictine pushes his lead to 30-0. So a 35-yard pass, Dooley to Gathright. And here comes another PAT. And got it. Timeout, Joseph. I know we're wearing you out, but the Ravens are rolling them up. With 12:44 to go in the opening half, it's down Benedictine 30, William Woods nothing.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Well, for William Woods, they're going to put a duo of return men. Jacob Lozano, who's normally a cornerback, they're going to bring him up short. They're going to take Lozano and put him in the second row. And instead, back for the return, we're going to get Ethan Lawler on the far side. And on the near side, it's going to be Troy Oliver. So Oliver and Lawler, the return guys, and the Ravens are going to squib this one. It's going to go inside the 30 and be covered up by one of the up men around the 27-yard line. And William Woods They'll have it first and 10 at their own 27. 12:42 to go here in the second quarter. Benedictine coming into the game today at 8-2 overall and 4-1 in the Hart South. William Woods is coming out with quarterback Gabe Seary. His center, Daniel Melnez. In front of him, ready for that long snap. Motion will go to the left side. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. He's here. Oh, he gets it out of what? Gets rid of it out of the pocket, and it's going to be caught by Matt Segovia. Segovia is going to pick up about four yards on that pass play.
Second down for the Owls.
And Benedictine was putting on the heat on that play. I'm telling you what, there was pressure, and Jared Herron was in the backfield in a big old hurry in his second down. Look at him, four, second down, half a dozen. 12-12 left in the first half. You got Seary standing at his own 25-yard line. Going to be back to throw again. Chased out. Throws the ball on the run, and it was close to no one. Pressure put on by Isaac Anderson, and again, put on by Jared Herron. So the left side of the Benedictine defense in the backfield almost immediately. The offensive line for William Woods, let's be candid, no experience. Howard's a freshman. Kalahamui, a freshman. Carbajal, a freshman. And Burke, a freshman. There's center. Danny Melnez is a junior. Third down. Back to throw again. QB lobs a short one, and it's going to go incomplete. And Ravens are going to be called for a pass interference. Pass is going to be intended for Segovia, and they're going to say Abram Phillips got a hand in there. Looking to deflect the ball, but they're going to call a pass interference against Benedictine. And that is maybe one of the best plays of the day for William Woods, that they're going to get a first down on the Raven penalty. 11:50 to go here in the first half. And officials can advance this thing. Got to get up to the 33-yard line. And waiting for them to decide what they're going to do. Now, they're going to set the ball down. 33-yard line, Benedictine defensively is going to run forward because they'd gone back a little deeper than that. Here comes Woods. First and 10 at their own 33. Ravens, prime for a pick here. Quarterback is back, Seary, over the middle, and it's going to be batted away near the first down marker.
Falls incomplete.
Intended receiver, probably Troy Oliver. I'm going to say Troy was likely the guy that they were looking for on that pass. It's going to bring up a second down, 10. Good to have you with us here this afternoon on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Grayson and Grandview, how about this? With 7.5 to go in the third quarter, Grandview 17, Graceland 13. Yeah. Second out, 10 call. Woods again is going to go two to the left and two to the right. Quarterback standing back at his own 27-yard line. Three-step drop. Ravens all over, and the pass over the middle is going to be caught nicely. At the 45, gets to the 50, and the ball pops loose, and Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Benedictine back across the 50-yard line. And BC takes it away again, just when William Woods, just when you think they're going to do something good, it turns into something bad. And the Ravens are going to take it away, and it will be a first and 10 Benedictine in Woods territory with 11:26 to go in the opening quarter. How about that? Graceland and Grandview battling for first place in the North Division, battling for a postseason berth. So Graceland can take a postseason berth with a dub today, and they are only down 4, and they're at Grandview, and they're halfway through the third quarter. We'll keep an eye on that. Here comes the Benedictine offense, 49 yards from the end zone. 11:26 to go in the third quarter, already leading at 31-0. They're going to again bring Zimmerman from the left side over to the right. TZ will move the handoff longer for Yana. He's at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. And where are they going to say he steps out of bounds? At the 20, 19, 18-yard line.
So Joseph, a 31-yard scamper down the right side. It's Benedictine first and 10 inside the 20-yard line of William Woods. Michael Pouillon has gotten better as the year has gone on. Not only is it, I think his hands have maybe gotten a little bit better. His speed, I think he's feeling very comfortable out of the field right now, and he's running with aplomb. For the Ravens, how about this? It's going to be Dover wide left, Gatz right, slot left. In the backfield for the Ravens will be Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Motion left, TZ, handoff, Witherspoon, straight ahead, nothing done. He just runs into a wall, and there's going to be no gain for Dalton. No, I'm good, Charles. Thank you. So for the Ravens, it'll bring up second down at about 10. We're inside 11 to go in the first half. And BC back up over to football. Ravens running in the play from the far sideline, utilizing two, sometimes three, receiver position players, bringing it in from the, over there, and head coach Osborne. For Benedictine, second down, 10. Motion. Outside, Witherspoon, quarterback Dooley in the backfield all alone. Back to throw. Steps up, goes left. Once Jay Sean, who's grabbed and pushed and bumped, and there's the markers, one now two, right at the goal line. They were looking on the left side for Jay Sean, and he had...
intended for number one, just Sean. Well,
let's call it very close defensive coverage over on the near side is Atari Amos. That's right, A-T-A-R-I, Atari. He's out of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. That penalty is going to be called right at the goal line. It's going to take it halfway down there. So for the Ravens, I suspect we're going to call this a first and 10, first and goal probably at the 10-yard line. Still over 10 minutes to go in the opening half. And two markers back at the goal line. And now the referee's explaining. I'm not sure just what he's explaining. Again, we have no point of reference. The official standing here holding the football, and they are not going to advance it. Apparently, they've waved off this penalty, and they're going to say, even though two guys, two different officials, threw a flag at the goal line, there's not going to be a penalty. It is second down. Benedictine still at the 20. Dooley, Witherspoon, gets to the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, gets to the 10, Witherspoon to the 9, 8, maybe 7-yard line, first and goal, Benedictine. Dalton Witherspoon, did what good running backs do is you break to that initial line of defenders and break that initial contact. Immediately you bounce that thing outside, go away from the direction the defense is running, and he does that. Cut over to his right, angle to the far sideline, the Benedictine sideline across the way. And it's going to be first and goal, Ravens.
Hit on the tackle.
First and goal, Benedictine. They're going to mark it at the 8. Ravens are going to quickly step up over it. Jackson Dooley out of Lawrence, Kansas, the Raven junior quarterback, will keep it himself and will be ankle tackled down at the 7-yard line, maybe the 6-yard line. Very little there for Jackson Dooley. Surprised to see Jackson carrying a ball in the middle like that. The tackle.
Tackle by number 43,
Carlson Jones. So Jones picking up the tackle for William Woods. 9:20 to go in the half. Ravens, second and goal, 6 yards out. Now Witherspoon to the backfield on the quarterback's left. Second down call. Dooley back. Looks left. Goes left. Over the middle. Touchdown! Joseph Longafuoriana. Straight in the middle of the end zone. A yard deep in. And at 8:58 to go in the second quarter. Benedictine on a 6-yard pass.
Longafuoriana.
Goes up now 30. Now 37-0. And to Joseph. And here comes Harry back in. So Harry's got 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. Looking for his 10th point. Gets his 10th point. We're taking a break. Time out of the field. Little 8:58 to go. We're in the opening half in Missouri where it's all Ravens. Benedictine. 38, William Woods, nothing.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app or earn free food.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Glad you're with us here this afternoon as the Benedictine kickoff is going to go into and out the back of the end zone. And Gore BC, comfortable lead here this afternoon, 8:58 to go. Ravens way out in front over William Woods. It is 37, let me fix my numbers here, 37-0 Benedictine. Here comes Woods, first and 10 of throwing, 25-yard line off the touchback. Quarterback going to slow walk it up, keep it himself, going to get hit at the line of scrimmage, stood up, driven back. There is nothing there. So, nowhere for Gabe Seary. Second down 10, William Woods. For William Woods, running the football, probably a good plan. No stopping of the clock, trying to get this thing advanced and moved on as quickly as they are possibly able to. Second down 10 at the 25-yard line. Trips right, motion to the left. Real long count by Seary. And again, this quarterback's going to keep it. Gets across the line of scrimmage, and the game's going to pick up nearly five. Let's give him five. Call it the 30-yard line. As he fakes the handoff, pulls it back, and man, just goes as quickly as he can into the left side of the line.
40, Cole Johnson.
And the Ravens stop him there. It is a third down five. Again, lots of games going on in and around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We'll be keeping you up to speed on those. I don't know how my phone just did that by itself, and now penalty markers all over the place. Third down. And let's see what the officials are going to hash out over there. Gosh, brilliant sunshine. We did not necessarily expect quite so pleasant weather here today. Certainly we've been fortunate enough to have that. Again, the audio fails. They are going to call a false start against William Woods. And the official is going to pick it up and carry it back. It's going to go back around the 25-yard line, back to around the original line of scrimmage. And Owls are going to be looking at a third down 10. BC across the way. We've already started to see in this game with a 37-0 lead, a lot of names out of the field. Not necessarily unusual names, but guys who maybe don't get a lot of playing time getting in there already quite a bit today. Quarterback is back, throws the ball near side where it is going to be caught, but well short of the first down as the Raven tackle is outstanding. Benedictine with a defensive play by Dominic Stoneking. Dominic not too far from home here today. He's out of Moberly, Missouri. And for Woods, it will be three and out. Punt of the ball, Justin Sharkey standing at his own 22-yard line. And Jay Sean with yet another kick return coming up here in the first half. Starkey waiting for that snap. They've been not good. He drops it again, and markers all over the field. They're going to call a false start, and that was a huge break for William Woods because Starkey was just about to be demolished back there with the oncoming kick rush. As he had caught the ball, it was like waist high. It was about as good a snap as you're going to get. Just drops the thing. Goes to the ground, picks it back up, gets ready to punt it away, and then the pistol step up over the play, stopping it. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about nine now. And Sharkey's got to move back inside his over 15-yard line. Jay Sean moves up to the Raven 40. Snap is back his hand high. He goes up and gets it. It gets it away. Going to take a William Woods bounce. Good bounce. Across the 45, 47-yard line. Ravens are going to have it in Woods territory again to begin another offensive series. It'll be first and 10, Benedictine. So that time, Sharkey had to go way high to pull down the Kenneth Robinson snap. And it is first and 10, BC.
First and 10 for the Ravens. For the William Woods.
Ravens in the white uniforms. We talked about them earlier. White jerseys, white pants, black helmet, red. Lettering a trim. Going from right to left here in the second quarter. Quickly up over the line of scrimmage. First and 10. Jackson's back to throw. Looking. Goes left. Gets it there to Gathright. Who's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Fall forward for two. Usually you see Jacob take that pass deeper in the defense. That time he took it really maybe even in the backfield. And as he turned up, he had those corners closing in on the outside linebacker corner on this side closing in on him. And he was able to pick up very minimal yardage. We'll give him a yard. Second down, nine. Inside six to go in the first half. Ravens up 37-0. Dooley looking to throw. Going deep. An undefended long of Foyana catches it at the five. Back pedals into the end zone. No defender inside the 20-yard line. And for the second time today, a wide open receiver cruises into the end zone, and it is now 43-0. I can't exaggerate this. No defender was inside the 20-yard line. When Joseph standing at the five, waits for it, facing the quarterback, catches it, and backpedals 5 yards in. Remarkable. PAT coming up for Balky. Snap is a good one. The kick is in. Timeout on the field. 5:42 to go. In the half, Ravens 44, William Woods nothing.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good to have you along here this afternoon. Ravens set to kick it away again. I like that. Highway to the danger zone. Well, William was in some danger. Here's the kick. It's going to be taken the 10-yard line. He's going to take a knee at the 20. All right. That is a peach. I don't know that I've ever seen that. So what have you done? The kick was one that was skipping down the field. The return man takes it at the 10-yard line. Starts running up the field. Sees the defensive kick coverage coming at him. Goes to the 20 and takes a knee at the 20-yard line. So they're going to give it to him as he downs himself at the 20-yard line. I suppose in your 11th game of the year, when you've got a win, you're probably not real excited necessarily about taking any additional punishment. Ravens offensively been dealing out some punishment, leading at 44-0, still over 5.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine will score once, maybe twice more before intermission. Here comes Woods. Series back to throw. Hit as he releases. Over the middle, tipped and picked and dropped. It went in and out of the arms of the Raven defender downfield, and that was Dylan Witherspoon. Dylan's family sitting right in front of me here, about 5 feet in front of me. These guys are smart, man. They brought the lawn chairs. Very, very well done.
Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great. You're up 44-0. How can you not be doing great? Second down and 10. Woods at the 20. Quarterback will give off the jet sweep left side, turning into the middle, hit at the 20. Hard. I heard it all the way over here. And driven back for zero gain on the play is going to be Ethan Lawler, the wide receiver. Ethan, again, not a real big guy to start with. Immediately upon being hit, the inertia of the defender drove him backward. They're going to give him a yard on the carry, third down 9, with the 5-minute mark of the third or the second quarter. Third down, but second quarter. And third down and long for Woods. They get the play telegraphed in, and we're already in single digits on the play clock. 7-6, they're going to have to hurry this up. 4-3-2, the snap, rat one, quarterback is back. Pressure, pass, pick, at the 30, 25-20, down to the right side, 15, at the 10, inside the 5-yard line. First and goal, Benedictine, the INT. You know it's Zach Lacombe. That is his fifth interception this season. Lacombe picks it off right in the center of the field, cuts it over to the right side, and he's got the Raven offense set up first and goal 5 yards out. 4:33 to go in the second quarter. And here comes the Raven offense. In the backfield for Benedictine, along with quarterback Jackson Dooley. Again, you're going to have Senior Ugorji. Xavier at the quarterback's left hand. Xavier at 5'9", the junior. Incredible speed. Receivers, two to the left side. QB, hands off, no. Passes left. Touchdown, Ravens. The catch by Cameron Dover. And we're now at 50-0 with a PAT coming up.
Cameron Dover for a Ravens touchdown.
I got a serious problem here at William Woods today. I'm looking up at the scoreboard, and you realize they've only got 2 digits on the scoreboard. This could be a problem this afternoon. PAT coming up for Balky. It is on its way. It's right there. We're taking a break. 4:29 to go in the opening half. Now it's the Ravens 51. Woods nothing.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ravens getting set to kick it away with 4:29 to go in the opening half, leading it now 51-0, and putting the ball on the tee for BC is going to be Cullen Bruner. Cullen going again from right to left. Got a little breeze at his back. Return man for Woods at his own 10-yard line. There's the advance, and there's the boot. It is not high, but it is very deep. Hits at the 10, skips to the 5, and back out the end zone. William Woods bringing their offense back out of the field. And for quarterback Gabe Seary and his team, for Woods, just going to hope for maybe something to happen for him here before halftime. They have not been able to do much, not been able to get much up on the board. And it is a struggle right now for William Woods. For Benedictine so far this afternoon, no individual with any like really huge numbers so far, even though we're still in the first half. But you've got a lot of guys who participated, a lot of guys getting points on the board. Joseph with 2 touchdowns, Cathright 1, Roland 1, Sanford 1. Here's a first down call. Woods, the snap. Quarterback trying to keep it. That's been one of their best plays today as a penalty marker sails in from the defensive backfield. He'll pick up about 4 yards, but probably coming back. Let's see what this call is going to be all about as we'll get the
flag on the play.
Kind of white hat to let us know what's happening here. 4:23 left, first half. And it's going to be the holding call. That is a possession killer. They're going to march this thing from the 25 back to the 15. And for Woods, we're going to do this down over again. It'll be first down at 20 from their own 15-yard line. Well, Ravens are going to find out tomorrow. It's about 6 o'clock. Their reveal for postseason assignments. The pass over into the left side, and the catch is made by Matthew Segovia. But for Benedictson, coverage over there is just immediate and shut down. And Joe Burke, Joe got way over there. Joe's over there along with Jackson Hoskins. And it'll bring up a second down and give him one. Second down and 19 for William Woods. Woods having some growing pains that first season. Second down and 19. QB again is going to go out of the gun. A little forward shovel pass, and it's going to be caught. And actually kind of stumbling forward, Segovia is able to pick up about 4 yards. It's third down 15 up to the 15-yard line. Up to the 20-yard line, rather. Third down and 15 at their own 20-yard line.
Number 33
for the Owls. Upcoming sports schedule on Care Radio. Raven basketball, but not playing today. The Benedictine men and women will continue the Heart of America Athletic Conference season with game 2 in heart competition on Wednesday. We'll be with them over in Fayette, Missouri. Practically drove right by there on the way here today. QB's back to throw on a third down 15, and it's going to be caught. 15 yards needed, 10-yard route, and it's bringing up 4th and 5.
15, Troy Oliver.
So Oliver will make the catch, but the defense was there very, very quickly down there for the Ravens. Roland Kyle out of St. Charles, Missouri, fourth down, 5, and Benedictson will put the punt return unit on the field once again. For William Woods this afternoon, come up with a offense number, and the snap is back again. The punter loses it. The Ravens swoop down, pick it up. It's rolling around in the end zone, and Benedictine covers it up. Touchdown, Ravens on a special team. Punt recovery in the end zone, and give that one to that Trey Williams with the coverage on the special team, and Trey Williams will get his first points as a Raven. How about that? The punt snap was, again, errant. William Woods has struggled with that today. And we'll get the Raven PAT unit out here on the field in just a second. There's a Woods player kind of slowly coming off the field, but coming off under his own power. And Benedict going to be looking for the PAT here. We've got neither team out there for the point after group. And here comes the defense. And the Ravens are still huddled up. If this is going over, saying, guys, let's go. We want to get this underway here a little bit. The question becomes, and I'm going to verify with the ultimate authority, what is the most points in a half for Benedictine? Right now it's at 57 today. And now it is at 58. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. Still 2:01 to go in the first half. It is Benedictine 58, William Woods nothing.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Thank you. And welcome back once again to Fulton, Missouri, where the Benedictine Ravens, with 2 minutes and 1 second to go in the opening half, have pushed down to a 58-0 lead. You ask yourself, what's the most points Benedictine has scored in a half of a win before? Well, we're working on that. I think as the Ravens kick it away, it's a line drive, skips at the five and into the end zone, and William Wentz will be beginning from there. I believe 61. But we'll get that research put together for Woods this afternoon. Offensively, led by Segovia with 7 yards, Oliver with 3, and Lawler with 2, quarterback Siri with 4. Here comes the Owls offense. 2:01 to go. 2:01 to go in the first half. William Woods. Quarterback Gabe Siri sticking in. Motion will go to the left side. He'll hand off. Jet sweep, trying the edge and turning it upfield. Going to pick up, boom, maybe a yard. So, something like that. They're going to give him one. I'm going to give him one. Second down, 9. It's going to be a pretty short 1 yard. But let's call it a gain of a yard. Second and 9. It'll be a WU. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep. This is the 2 minute break. Timeout of the field at 1:53 to go in the opening half. It remains Ravens 58, Owls nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
So a 2 minute timeout coming here. The 1:53 to go in the opening half, and looking at the stats so far in this game, it's everything you'd think it would be. Benedictine, 30 plays, 245 yards. William Woods, 31 plays, 17 yards. The Ravens have outrushed Woods, 109 to minus 49. Here we go on a second down, 9 call. Owls at their own 26-yard line. QB's back, looks right, rolling, chased out, throws the ball way over here to the near sideline, and he was being pushed. He was being pressured. He had to get rid of the football because Blake Castile all over him. Castile, 6'2", sophomore from Maryville, Missouri, with a quarterback pressure. It is a third down, 9. Howell still throwing 26-yard line. 1:47 to go in the first half. 58-0 Benedictine. Let's see if we can update you. Internet service here has not been helpful. Let's see if we can update you on some of the other scores around the conference as we get along here. QB's going to keep it. This, again, has been one of their best plays. As they go hit the middle of the line, spin around it, lean forward for about 2. Started to put him at the 28-yard line. At the 28-yard line, it's going to be 4th down, 7. And with a 1:28, 27, 26, and running along toward halftime, Ravens are going to put the kick return unit out of the field. And once again, going back deep, as he's done so many times already this afternoon, is a 5'10 senior for Benedictine, Jay Sean Todd out of Santa Clarita. So Jay Sean is going to be back for the return. And now William Woods is exiting the field.
Timeout, William Woods.
William Woods is taking a timeout here. Well, we're going to hang on to it, Joseph. We've practically tuckered you completely out, I would suppose. So, hang on. And see if there's anything else that we can figure out about what's going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. Again, really interested in that big game going on in Des Moines this afternoon. As we pull up that football scoreboard today. Let's see where the sketch is going to be right there. William Woods huddling around their coach. I guess I'm just kind of curious. What do you? What would the conversation be on the near sideline right now? I think maybe just like focus. Let's get that snap back and execute this punt cleanly. That has been a difficult thing. We go to the fourth quarter. Grandview has kicked the door down, and they are now out in front of Graceland, 31-13, just seconds into the fourth quarter there. St. Ambrose at halftime is in front of Peru State at 14-2. Halftime finds Baker beating Missouri Baptist 10-0. Here's the punt straight up in the air. And everybody's going to get away from that. It bounces to 40, 41, back to the 40, and the Ravens are going to have it at the Woods 40-yard line. 50 seconds left in the first half. Going into the third quarter, so basically halftime score, Mid-America, no difficulty as you would have expected with Central Methodist today, 42-14. Other games in the conference at halftime, Penn in front of Missouri Valley, 17-7. And Culver Starkton in front of Clark with 14 seconds left in the half, 24-2. Here we go. Ravens with the football and 50 seconds left in the half. Will BC tack one more on the board before halftime? Motion will come to the near side. And off is going to be Robbie Sharp. He'll go to the right side and he'll get down to the 35-yard line. So a nice little run over there for Robbie Sharp, the 5'8 sophomore running back from Kansas City, Missouri. So BC's got Robbie in the game. Also, Benedictine has got Caden Austin in the game, running the ball club, the Ravens sophomore quarterback from California. So BC starters have already pretty much exited the game here in the opening half. And Benedictine's got to snap this. They will. Straight ahead, handoff to Robbie. He'll get a couple of yards, and we'll go to halftime. We'll be back in Fulton, Missouri. These teams head to the locker room. Benedictine 58. William Woods nothing.
That brings us to the end of the first half.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football. Care 93.7. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Wait for it to get the clock wound up here as the WWU coaching staff is out in the middle of the field. And there's a lot of guys out there, man. That's a big old coaching staff they've got. So they're over there. I'm sure they're trying to decide, how do we approach this intermission? How do we talk to the guys? How do we get them, to understand it is a young program. They're just trying to work to get this thing better. And again, the 20 on the clock has not begun counting down yet. And so, hey, coach, do it. So let's take a little bit of a look at some that haven't started the clock. I don't understand it. There we go. Now we're fired up. Let's talk a little bit about how this game has gone here today. For Benedictine, well, let's go back to very first play or the very first score. Harry Balke gets a field goal. Ravens score on a safety. Harry gets another field goal. Ravens score on another safety. And Two field goals, two safeties, 10-0 BC. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Then the kickoff after the safety. Joseph Longobuliana kind of got over his head. He had to go back and field that thing. Went back, picked it up at the 2-yard line, and just sprinted up the left sideline. 98-yard score for Joseph. Ravens go up 17-0. Dooley hits Stanford for a touchdown, and Gathright for a touchdown, another pass to Longopuyana, and Joseph with one more, and then it was Trey Williams going in. Ravens have just dominated in this game, 58-0. Looking at some of the offensive numbers, Longopuyana receiving two catches for 54-2. Gathright, 2 for 36-1. Roland with 2 for 17-1. Jay Sean, 2 catches for 16. Matt Sanford, 1 catch for 10 and a touchdown. Xavier Gorgia, 1 catch for short yardage. Rushing the ball, Xavier leads the way, 4 for 45. Dalton Witherspoon, 6 for 34. Longopuyana with 31 yards rushing. And Jackson with a yard rushing and running it out. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little secret here. That's not Heath Baker who ran the ball. In fact, it's the other 23. That was looked to more like Robbie Sharp, who carried twice for 6 yards in the first half. Throwing the football in the game today, Jackson Dooley, 10 of 18 throwing the ball. He started off a little bit slowly, but then he kind of found his range. So 10 of 18, 136 yards on 10 of 18. So hitting 55% of his passes. The Benedictine defense was also just absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to talk about that and bring in the second half. By the way, just so you know, leading the way for the Ravens, tackling the ball today. How about Hastings? He's had a great first half. 4 solo tackles, 1 tackle for a loss today for Isaiah Hastings for Benedictine. We're going to be back. Second half of today's game coming up live here on Kent Radio. But right now, we're going to take a breather. I invite you to stick around and enjoy halftime. We go to the break here in Fulton, Missouri. It's Benedictine 58, William Woods nothing.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, we've got Dalton Witherspoon with us, running back for the Benedictine Ravens. Dalton, good to talk to you, man. How's it going?
It's going good. It's good to be on. Going good so far, so I'm happy to be on.
Excellent. All right, well, let's first of all talk a little bit about the Dalton Witherspoon biography, okay? Tell me a little bit about home, a little bit about the family.
Really not too far from here, about 2.5 hours, Windsor, Missouri, little small town, kind of around Warrensburg, Missouri, Sedalia, Missouri, a lot more people familiar with those towns, so I got two of my brothers here playing ball with me. So one's my twin, actually, Dylan Witherspoon and Peyton Witherspoon, incoming freshmen. Family doing good. They're able to make it out to a lot of games, which is nice because it's close. So just a little bit about them, yeah.
All right. So how does a guy from Windsor, Missouri, end up coming to Benedictine College? Tell me about how the recruiting went and how you ended up coming to BC.
Yeah. Well, we were very familiar with them throughout high school. I have a teammate that's also a running back, Jonah Roberts. He's from Windsor, Missouri as well, so he's 2 years older than me. So just watching him play here a little bit, the coach that recruited us is from a small school around the area from Windsor, so we were really in touch with him a lot, Coach Kogan, and just kind of getting familiar with the coaches, coming to a lot of game day visits. They had us out for a lot of game day visits, We just really had a good relationship with all the coaches with the visits and just over the years of high school. So they did a great job recruiting us.
So when you came to Benedictine, you'd been here on some visits and stuff. And now that you've been here a couple of years, is the school what you expected? Is BC what you thought it was going to be when you signed on?
Yes. I mean, this kind of exceeded my expectations. Definitely. I knew that it was a very good, strong faith school. good community all around with the school, the football program. I feel like Coach Osborne does a very good job of having us feel like it's a community here. Everyone here, all the players, coming even just from the visits and stuff, getting to be around the team and stuff, you could kind of see that it's a player-led team, and the coaches do a very good job of kind of putting that forward and letting the team, have that strong brotherhood. So, I mean, I think it exceeded my expectations from there, and also the school part, very strong on academics. Coach Osborne is very strong about that, so that was very nice to see. Definitely weeded them out from the other schools, putting academics first, and then having that strong brotherhood with the football team next.
So you and your twin came first, and then your younger brother is now a freshman.
Yes.
So were you a package deal? Did you two, had you sat down at home and said, okay, here's the deal. Wherever I'm going, you're going. Where you're going, I'm going. Was it like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of something we always dreamed of, playing together when we were kids. We've kind of never been separate in sports we've done, so we've kind of done everything together. So it was almost second nature for us just to kind of go to the same place together. We definitely both were like, pretty dead set in high school on wanting to play together, and I think it would just be a lot different not playing with each other, and we kind of feed off each other, and we're good. I think we're better as a package together, so yes.
All right. Windsor High School, small school. How good was the football team? You can tell me the truth. Were you pretty good?
We were pretty good. We kind of helped build up the program from when we were younger. We had a lot of my friends were kind of getting at me and Dylan are getting everyone involved, and we took football very seriously, so we wanted all of our buddies to be in it, so we helped build up the program, I would say. And our junior year, we went undefeated and won the state championship. And our senior year, we had another successful year. So, I mean, we were successful in high school, but it definitely took a lot of hard work and getting all of our buddies into it to play as well.
It was small enough. Were you playing both sides?
Oh yes, we were playing everything. I was the kicker. I was the punter. I was a linebacker on defense. So I kind of done a little bit of all, but it kept me into the game, kept me loving it, and yeah, it was awesome playing small school football.
Were you always 33?
I was not. In high school, I was 30 my senior and my junior year. So coming to college, being able to stick in the 30s was pretty nice. I thought about changing to 30 this year, but the 33 stuck with me. I love the 30s, yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the important stuff. Let's talk about academics. What's your field of study, and tell me kind of how that's going.
Right. So I'm still kind of undecided in between majoring in business management or taking some classes in accounting right now. So I'm still kind of filling it out a little bit, but leaning kind of towards the business and accounting side right now. So loving academics here so far, yes.
Is it hard?
Yes, it's tough coming from a smaller school. Definitely a little bit of an eye-opener coming to college. So the first semester was a little rough, but once you get in the feel of things, and it helps that the coaches, make us, they want us to take academics serious. So that definitely helps. So it was tough, but I'm getting into it, and it's going good now. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about small town, and you're from Windsor. Again,
right.
We talk about small
right.
town. How many kids in the school? Kind of, sort of.
Around 300-400 kids,
okay.
Usually around 30 per class, so pretty small.
Okay. So that said, you've come to a school now, and some of the guys I've talked to, the SoCal guys,
right.
I mean, let's be real, they got 2,000-3,000
yeah.
kids in the school.
Yeah.
I mean, is it different? How do you mesh with them?
Yeah, it's definitely different. They love hearing stories, about how small the school is, and it's crazy to hear how big their classes are and some of the kids that they've played with. So it's cool getting to know them California kids and the bigger school kids. So it's definitely cool getting to hear their stories and them hearing our stories. But we all love talking to each other about it. So it's good.
See, and I'm a small school, small
right.
high school guy too. So I mean, every day when you pull into the parking lot, who's here and who's not, because you know the car.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everyone walking through the halls, and some of those kids that they can't believe it on a team here. They're like, man, we only knew a couple of kids, the people in our class, they have way more than kids in our class. So yeah, everyone in the town, everyone at school, what to expect every day and everything. So I mean, it's definitely different to them, but they love hearing about it.
Okay, so you were running back at high school. What kind of an offense did you run? Was it pro set? Tell me a little about it.
We ran a little bit of a mixture of spread and some wing T and a little bit of I formation. So we did kind of quite a bit of different things, but it was a lot more spread, but some wing tee as well too. Yeah.
So you were running the ball a little bit.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. They gave me the ball plenty for sure.
And you've got to be happy with how the season has gone on. You know, as you're carrying the ball more, and you know, a huge week a couple weeks ago, and you know, you got to love putting the ball in your hands.
Oh yeah. I mean, I love having the ball in my hands. I'm definitely comfortable with it. I love being able to make plays for my team, you know, and if fourth downs, fourth and short, I love being able to, you know, extend the drive for my team. So I love the ball in my hands. Yes, sir.
See, and of course, I was kid Coach Osborne because I like to see him grind it out. The best defense is a great offense,
yes,
and keep that other team off of the field,
yes,
you know, and those long, substantial drives have got to feel good. And mm-hmm. I like the your downhill style. I mean,
right.
do you think about that when you're running the ball?
Yeah, that's something a lot of people have always noticed, just kind of how I ran the ball when I was a kid. It's my dad. My dad was running back when he was in high school as well, so he kind of taught me just to – I played the old school way a little bit, you know, run with your pads down and get what you can. I've just kind of always been that way in high school, and I believe that helps me be a successful running back, just bringing the aggressiveness. So I love running with my pads down. Yes, sir.
Tell me about this team. I look at it, and I see a team that's very cohesive and very tight-knit. Is it what I think it is?
Yes, sir. I mean, there was a lot of guys here in the summer, and we take pretty good pride in that, and having guys here in the summer building just that extra bond and the extra hard work. But we're all, I mean, offense and defense together, we're all one team. We're all one brotherhood. I mean, we take it very serious. Yes, sir.
Dalton Witherspoon with us, running back for the Benedictine Ravens. You talked about a lot of guys spent the summer. You stayed up here last year,
yes,
too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did you do? What was your summer job?
I worked for a painter, me and Dylan both. We just painted. We painted houses around Atchison. So wake up real early, work out, do your conditioning, and go to work. So it was fun.
It's like life at home, right?
Yeah.
Get up early and get started?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. A few other just kind of off-the-cuff questions. What would be your dream car, your favorite rig to drive? If you got to be driving what you want, tell me what your car is going to be.
I don't know, maybe a souped up loud Mustang or something. Maybe a blacked out Mustang. I would like GT, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Are you a morning guy or are you a night owl?
I'm a morning guy. I like to be up early. I feel more accomplished when I'm up early doing something in the morning. So yeah, morning guy. Yeah.
And does that work with school too? Then pretty well. You do
oh,
your
yeah.
homework at night, or you get up in the morning and do the homework?
I like to get up and kind of, you know, get some things done before class. Definitely have to still do some stuff after practice for stay on top of your studies and stuff. But kind of a mixture of both. Yeah.
Windsor, Missouri. You played football. Cannot be the only sport you played. What else did you play in high school?
No, sir. I was busy all year. Football. Then basketball and track and baseball as well, and a little bit of golf in the summer too. So,
okay, if you weren't playing football, what would have been your next love?
I really loved baseball. Baseball and track. I was also pretty good at track, just with my speed, and that helped me with football. But baseball, probably. I played a lot of baseball growing up in the summers and stuff, and that kept me busy. So, probably baseball.
Shortstop.
Shortstop, catcher, a little bit of pitcher too. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
The tools of ignorance, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Favorite Gatorade flavor and color?
Ooh, probably red. Red's my favorite color, so I kind of like to stick with my red. But red, probably. Yes, sir.
Okay. Getting ready for the game. You know, you're sitting here. You're getting the gear on. You're getting your jam music going. What's your go-to pump-up song music?
A little bit of rock. From my dad would play rock all the time when we were kids before football games, so maybe some AC/DC stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going old school. I like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
A little Axl.
Yeah, Metallica maybe a little bit too.
That's fantastic. Oh, gosh, I got to ask you, you know, who was your big mentor? I mean, growing up, was there a coach? Was there a family member, a friend, maybe a pro athlete that you looked at and said, man, I like what this guy's got going on?
Just being from a smaller school, definitely looked up to those high school kids all the time. A lot of kids in the high school level, just watching them play as a kid, definitely made me love football more and make me just want to be out on that high school field playing for my community more. My dad, definitely, he coached me all the way up pretty much. So he kind of put football in our lives early, and that was really what got me hooked on football. So my dad and just those high school kids in a smaller school, really.
Okay. let's say this one, you know, it's off season, man, in the summertime, I'm cruising along, I find myself, I'm in Windsor, okay, and I bump into you, you're walking down the street, you're minding your own business, and I say, Dylan, look at me, I love a meal, yeah. Where are we going to go, man? Where are you going to take me in or around Windsor? Where's your go-to place, and what is it we're going to have?
I mean, there's really not a ton to do, but maybe on a nice Saturday, maybe we go fishing or go out into the woods or something. I mean, there's a lot of woods, and Truman Lake's not too far from Windsor, so a lot of people are out on the lake fishing and just riding around the boat, so maybe that or watching a high school game on a Friday night, yeah.
Okay, so you're like outdoors guy.
Yes, yes, big outdoors guy, yes.
Hunting, fishing, all of that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Do you camp?
Yes, yes. We go down, my family loves to go down to Bennett Springs, Missouri all the time and trout fish, and we camp down there a lot, yes, sir.
Can you catch a trout? Can you tie a fly?
I can. I fly rod quite a bit. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't know anybody who can tie flies anymore. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a special skill, but it's fun. It's very fun to do.
There's a young guy listening to us right now, and he's heard that, wow, here is Dylan. He's come from small town playing college ball, and he comes up to you and he says, man, what kind of advice can you give to me? If I, you know, what would you tell maybe a high school junior, senior, you know, who's trying to figure out what to do? What would you tell him?
I mean, you just got to keep working hard. It's definitely hard from a smaller school trying to get looks from colleges and stuff, and that was always tough in high school. But just keep working hard. Love what you do. The coaches will come to you. I mean, go to camps and just enjoy it. They'll come to you, and when you get your opportunity to take the best of it, I mean, don't, if you just have maybe one offer or so, I mean, take that up. Go try it out. Go play. Don't just maybe stay back home. Go give it a shot for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've saved it for the last because we're about to wrap this up. Dylan Witherspoon with us. Toughest question I'm going to ask you, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, which one and why?
Batman for sure. I was always a Batman fan growing up. I would always be him for Halloween a couple times, but I don't know. I loved his movies maybe a little bit more. Spider-Man's a close second, but I'd have to go with Batman for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Dalton, it's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate your letting us steal a little bit of time. Best of luck to you and the Ravens for the rest of the year.
Thank you, thank you. Go Ravens.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dumped. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action of Benedictine Raven football.
Hey, welcome back to Fulton, Missouri, where we're going to the second half of today's Benedictine ball game. Ravens on the road today, week 11, game 11 of the 2024 football season, final regular season game here this afternoon in the Ravens. We'll begin the second half with a commanding 58-0 lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Us Counts special assignment today. Tom Counts for the year. Field side, literally, probably 8 paces from the perimeter fencing around the field. So, yeah, 25 feet away. Pretty close. Kind of describing the place. There are no sitting seats across the way. There is a bleacher area to my immediate left, which is for Raven fans, and it's packed. A lot of Benedictine fans were made aware of the fact that there's no seating here, and I'm looking out at an ocean of folding chairs of every description. And so BC fans came prepared for this. A lot of them out here on this berm here today.
to my immediate right is a portable building that is being used as a coach's box, if you will. And there we go. Field is nice. Field is a new turf field with a big WWU logo in the middle. Not the OWL logo, but the WWU logo. And Ravens are going to be kicking it away. William Woods at the onset of the ball game had won the flip of the coin. He elected to defer to the second half. And so Benedictine will be kicking off the third quarter, about to get underway. It is 58-0 Benedictine in front. Halftime, William Woods, negative rushing yardage. Matter of fact, negative 47 yards on the ground for William Woods at halftime. And here we go. There's the boot. And it is high, and it is deep, and that thing is going to land 7 yards deep. And kick off the back of the end zone. It'll be William Woods football. They'll begin the second half. Going to have you along with us here this afternoon. Tomorrow, Ravens are going to find out what the postseason holds in store, against whom, and when and where they will be playing. All of those things are certainly in play here this afternoon. What's really in play is maybe one of the biggest things of all, Cora's birthday. Cora, happy birthday to you. I belled out singing, but it's probably a bad idea. First and 10. William Woods with the ball, and quarterback back to throw. First down pass over the middle is juggled and intercepted. It was in and out of the hands of the receiver. He got hit as he got the ball, and the Ravens dive on it. Benedictine with the INT. Picking it off for the Ravens is going to be Dalton Witherspoon.
Deflected and intercepted.
Dalton Witherspoon comes up with the interception and one play. 6 seconds into the second half, the Ravens have taken the ball away. And here comes the Raven offense, and Caden Austin was out there to run the ball club on the final series of the first half, and he's out there for the second half. Hand off right side, that's going to be Robbie. He's at the 35, Robbie Sharp to the 30-yard line, giving five on a first down carry into the right side of the line. It'll bring up a second down for Benedictine. I'm going to tell you, as good as the boards the Gus makes are for these games, the Raven board is probably going to be sparsely used in the second half, because Benedictine has, I don't think there's a starter out there, and I don't think that we're going to see a starter out on the field for the balance of the afternoon, other than maybe a specialist on a kicking unit or something. So here we go. And now we got a William Woods player down in the field. This will be the third WWU player who's been down and very slow to get up. We're going to hang on to it right here. Joseph, as they attend to him, gives me an opportunity to let you know a couple of things here today. Five touchdown passes already today for Jackson Dooley. And so for Jackson, this is probably another record-setting afternoon. Also, coming into the game today, Jacob Gathright, 63 yards from setting a career receiving record. And so far this afternoon, Jacob has, let me look here, Gathright has 36 yards. So he is not at that receiving record yet. Going to have to wait for one more game to make that happen. It's a second down call for the Ravens. And Caden Austin, the big guy, 6'5 sophomore from Laguna Hills, takes a snap, hands over to the right side. Here's Robbie, 35, 30, 25, 20, and a penalty marker. One, now two of them deep, deep. Around the 5-yard line, way back of the defensive end of the field. Now, Robbie is going to have a first down with lots to spare on that, about a 10-yard carry. But that's what this penalty is going to be all about. The wind is kind of diminished here maybe a little bit. Very comfortable this afternoon in the bright sunshine. Ravens are going to be calling for a holding violation, and that's something that Benedictine has just hardly done in the first half. Penalties in the first half. Benedictine, yeah, I didn't think so. That's the first penalty today for Benedictine. Ravens, no penalty yardage until that snap. So, it's going to be assessed from the point of infraction, which is going to bring it right back to where it was, second down and five, again, at the 30-yard line. I wonder if they're going to go with the same play. Sharp in the backfield with quarterback Caden Austin.
And he will hand off Robbie. This time to go into the left side. He will again pick up a first down as he powers inside the 25-yard line, carrying it down to the 23. And for Benedictine, I suspect we'll see a little passing. I mean, they got to see what Caden Austin can do and give him a little game time PT. But you're also going to see the Ravens keep the ball predominantly on the ground, run some clock, just get this thing over, get back on that bus, and head back to Atchison. First and 10, Benedictine. At the 24-yard line, William Woods territory. Hand off is going to go to Robbie. He'll kick outside. He's at the 25, 20, pulls away from a tackler to 15, drives through at the 10, carries a defender on his back inside the 10 to the 9 to the 8-yard line. Robbie Sharp had a defender riding him on his back all the way down the field, and it's going to be first and 10. Make that first and goal, Benedictine, and now we've got another WWU player who's a little bit slow to get up off the ground. Austin Laveas is a cornerback over there who will get credit for that tackle. A 6'2 sophomore out of Long Beach, California. One of the leading tacklers, in fact, on this team. So, Austin Laveas. People have been asking me here at halftime, so what's the most points that Benedictine has scored? I mean, you know, they're already at 58. That's a lot. Well, they got a long way to go yet. If you'll recall, in the 2018 season, Benedictine scored 84 points against Graceland. And again today, Jackson Dooley with 5 touchdown passes. The fourth win today set a single season touchdown mark, and so he gets that record plus one. William Woods player coming off the field. That is the defensive end, Sovereign Morton, freshman out of Dallas. And here comes BC up over the football. It'll be first and goal, Ravens 8 yards out. 12:50 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine. Now, Robbie's going to be set up behind Caden Austin, straight behind him. And quarterback is back, left-hander, goes into the back of the end zone, fade pattern, that's a touchdown. Get Matthew Sanford on the board, and Caden Austin with an 8-yard TD pass to Matthew Sanford, and Matthew stretches the Ravens lead out of 64-0. PAT coming up. And if there's one sad thing that's happened today to Benedictine, I was really kind of enjoying this all season long because until today, Harry Balke had not missed a PAT. He was coming in today 54-54, missed one, but still at 60 of 61 now, 61 of 62 PATs this season. That's pretty good. Ravens increase the lead. We're taking a break. 12.5 to go in the third quarter where it's Benedictine 65. William Woods nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
You know. Hey, we're back in Fulton. The Ravens are booting it away again. High end over end, and that one is really deep. And how about this? The Ravens are working a lot of guys into the lineup. That was freshman kicker Christian Kloby with that kickoff. So Christian, 6 foot, 182 pounds out of Olathe, Kansas, getting in the game. And I got a pretty good feeling about those guys over the far sideline for BC that put all of them on those buses today. I think pretty much they're going to get into the game. 65-0, Ravens in front. 12.5 to go in the ballgame. And again, we're going to be utilizing these programs quite a bit as the afternoon wears on. It is first and 10, William Woods. Receivers going 2 to the left and 1 to the right for quarterback Gabe Seary, who's going to hand off straight ahead, and there's not a whole lot there. With a tackle for Benedictine, that is going to be Mike McNamara, the senior linebacker out of Olathe, Kansas. Mike's a big cat. He's 5'10", about 220, put on a bear hug, and with an immediate stop, you got Dylan Bennett out there on the defensive front for Benedictine, this junior out of Katy, Texas. Ravens left end is going to be Matthew Etzel. He is a DN sophomore, 6'2", 220 out of Topeka, Kansas. Ravens under that 42 defense. Second down, 9 for William Woods. Handoff, bouncing outside, hit in the backfield and thrown for a loss. Making a tackle for the Ravens, that's Benjamin Sylvan, a defensive tackle. 6'4" senior, Bedford, New Hampshire. Love getting the names and the hometowns of some of these guys in it. They were in the game now. Getting to share those with you is a very exciting time for the Ravens here this afternoon as they get set to go into the postseason. Fabian Njika, the senior, is in the game. He's back at one of the safety spots. And on the far side at the other safety spot is going to be Dominic Stoneking, the senior from Moberly, just down the road. Third down, 13. Again, Woods is back to throw. Quarterback lobs one this side, and it is way over the head of his intended receiver. Closest defender on the near side for Benedictine. Let's see, who's going to be over here? Looking for 41, and I'm not finding 41, so it's going to be a incomplete pass, and the Ravens are going to put the kick return unit out of the field, and it will not be Jayshon. It's going to be Joseph, who has 2 touchdowns already this afternoon for the Ravens. Lagapuyan is going to be settling in at the Raven 45-yard line, waiting the punt from William Woods, and into booted away. That's Justin Sharkey. Sharkey from his own 5 gets this kick away. It's kind of wobbly. Hits it to 35. Takes a big bounce, 45, and crosses the 50 to the Raven 49-yard line. The point from which the Ravens are going to begin their second possession of the second half with 10:57 to play in the third quarter. Benedict out front 65. Nothing on the road here this afternoon in week 11. Actually, it's week 12, but game 11 of the 2024 campaign. And for the Ravens, here on that, you're talking here about bubble teams all the time. Well, for the Ravens, let me explain the bubble to you. Benedictine number 9 in the recent poll, number 2 in the arc behind Grandview. For the Ravens, moving up a spot would earn them a bye in the first round of the postseason. And that would be important. Now, here's a straight-ahead run, blasting straight ahead for BC. That is a nice run, just putting his head down and going straight north. And a gain of about 11, it is a Benedictine first down. Nice carry for BC by Jonah, the senior running back out of Windsor, Missouri. I bet we got half of Windsor here today. First and 10 from the 41. Play action. Austin's back, going deep. The lefty has a man and overthrows him at the 15-yard line. He was looking downfield for Ethan Perrott. And the Ravens are finding a lot of seniors down on the field right now, getting an opportunity to enjoy this beautiful day and this final game of the season and getting a little PT in. Second down, 10. Ravens at the 41-yard line. They're in William Woods territory with a 65-0 lead. Clock stops at that incompletion at 10:20 to go in the third quarter. There's another straight-ahead run at the 40. Dragon tacklers all the way to the 35-yard line. Just power running straight ahead, Jonah Roberts.
Carry by number 49.
That's how they do it in Windsor. Third down, 5. BC just short of the William Woods 35-yard line. You're going to get LeBron Jackson in the game. He'll fill a slot to the near side. Going to get a wide receiver over here for BC. Third down call. LeBron goes motion to the right side. Like Caden Austin, big tall guy. Play actions, lobs one over the middle. Split two defenders at the 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5-yard line. The big catch and carry for Benedictine. That's the pass over the middle and putting it in the hands of, is that Abram? No, Trey Brexton. Trey Brexton, the redshirt freshman out of Jeff City, Missouri. We drove through Jeff City getting here today. It is not that far away. I hear roars from down in that end zone. You know he's got family and friends here today. 9:20 to go in the ball game, and Benedictine back up over the football. It is first and goal, 7 yards out. BC stands up over it. Austin, long count, handoff, straight ahead running at the 5 at the goal line. That's a touchdown, Ravens. Give it to Jonah Roberts. 7-yard run, Jonah Roberts. And Jonah stretches the Benedictine lead now to 71-0. And is Harry going to be kicking again? Just seeing if they have. They switched up the kick off. And now Benedictine is going to have Kristen Kloby in for the PAT. Right foot, soccer-style kicker. Plenty of height, plenty of length. Perfect. We're taking a break. Jones up. We're down to 8:44 to go. Still in the third quarter. Ravens extend their lead where it's Benedictine 72. William Woods nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Morning, Joseph, who's our producer and engineer this afternoon, is going to have one of the longer Benedictine football recaps of the year to share with you as the Ravens already with 72 points, and we've still got 8:44 to go in the third quarter. Here's a BC kickoff by Kloby that's out the back of the end zone, and here comes the William Woods offense. So, yeah, Joseph, you can look forward to that big old recap because there's a lot to talk about. The Ravens have done a lot of things today, and not the least of which is already 72 points this afternoon. And again, for Benedictine, being done by using a lot of different guys. I mean, the Ravens had taken the starters out of this game before halftime. So, they're certainly utilizing the depth and breadth of the roster today. Here comes Gabe Seary, and here comes the William Woods offense. It is a first down 10. Seary's back, looks over the middle. Man, open, caught at the 35-40, up to the 44-yard line. Nice little catch straight ahead is going to be made by Matthew Segovia. Segovia will have the catch. He'll advance the ball to the Benedictine 40, or to the Woods 44-yard line, and it's a William Woods first and 10. Clock running along, and I think that both teams are good with seeing that happen. We're 8 minutes to go. Again, two receivers either way. QB's back with some time over the middle. Crossing patterns, going to be caught. 50, Raven 45, gliding to the near side and bumped out of bounds over here. Is going to be Troy Oliver. Oliver making that catch, and he will advance it to the Raven 40-yard line. And here's William Woods putting together an offensive threat in the third quarter. Their second possession of the third quarter, the first one punctuated by a turnover on a Raven interception on the very, very first play. Gabe Seary, the quarterback. Kind of get a little rhythm going here in this series. Long, long count. Now he'll direct traffic, bring a man in motion. We'll pass over to that motion man in the left flat. Gets into the second layer of the defense where he's going to be brought down inside the 40-yard line and going to be kind of drugged down around the 37 or so. It'll be about a 4-yard pickup. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Second down, half a dozen. Woods moving to football. William Woods, a first-year program, obviously then first-year coaching staff, led by Julian Mendez. Second down, half dozen. William Woods. Two to the right, and again, two to the left for Seary. Unlike for your phone, it's S-E-R-R-I, Seary. He's back to throw. The pressure's on. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to be tumbled down. Three defenders got back there. And I'm going to tell you, it looks to me like maybe the first one of them in there for Benedictine,
might be Matthew Edsel. Certainly he was the one that made the initial contact and flushed the QB out of the pocket, made him step forward. There's going to be a loss of a yard or two on the play. It's going to bring up a third down, 7. Working his way over to the far side is going to be Ethan Lawler. Also going over there is going to be Matthew Segovia. Matthew's been kind of the go-to guy today as a receiver for William Woods. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ravens with a phenomenal lead. QB a short drop. Now he's running for his life. Chase, rolling, throws the ball. Nice catch on the near sideline that kept the ball from going over the chain link fence and out and into the crowd. For Benedictin, the pressure was brought by, looked like maybe a Kenny Lathrum out there for Benedictin. And also for BC, the pressure by Matthew Edsel, the D tackle and DE, who pursued the quarterback all the way across the field. It'll pick up a fourth down call, and once again, it'll be a punting situation. And we're going to have a new punter back there. He'll take the snap and get that one. Well, that's a really good punt. That kick is going to land at the 2 and go into the end zone. That was the best punt of the day for William Woods, and Ravens are going to get it on a touchback. With that kick, that was their freshman linebacker, John Kimry, 6'1", 185, out of Osage Beach, Missouri. First and 10, Benedictin. Inside 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Ravens in front, 72-0. So for BC, again, we talked about it there. Ravens' largest offensive output has been 84 against Graceland in that great 2018 season. Here's a handoff. Ravens will try to go outside. There's not a lot of room over there. And it's got freshman running back J.J. Jackson trying to get to the edge, but really was not able quite to get to the corner. There's going to be no gain on that play. We're going to call it a second down 10 for Benedictin. J.J. trying to get to the outside. He's a speed guy. Jackson, 5'9", 170, going over to the right side. Benedictin quickly back over to the football and back up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Cade Austin starts the count, now looks over to coach, now changes the play, and will hand off. J.J. tries outside, cuts back against the grain, and he'll get it beyond the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be a very limited gain for J.J. Making a gain of a couple of yards. B.C. looking now at a third down, 8. But we're now inside 5 minutes to play.
In on the tackle.
Third down, 8 for Benedictin. We didn't get programs coming in, but fortunately, in the old toolkit, we have plenty of spare ones. So for the Ravens, then we've got a good deep roster, and we're going to get some movement on the outside. The Raven receiver over on the left edge got started just a little bit too quickly, and it will be false start for Benedictin, pushing him back a little bit, make it a third down, 13 now. However, during the assessment of the penalty, the clock continues to roll. We're down to 4 minutes and 20 to play in quarter number 3. Cade Austin, big guy, back to throw. Three-step drop, looks right, throws right, and it is going to be incomplete. He's looking over the far side and got it into the hands of wide receiver Callahan Huston. Callahan, the redshirt freshman out of LeCompton, Kansas. And the Ravens are going to be looking at a fourth down in BC, who will be looking to punt the football away. So Benedictin, from their own 5-yard line, will put a toe to it. That is a monster kick. Oh, my goodness. Return man goes back to his own 30. Comes back to the 40 and is going to bounce off a couple of defenders but end up going the wrong way in BC kick coverage. Led by Joseph Abrams downfield. And it'll be first and 10. But that kick, wow, for Benedictin. And again, Christian Kloby was standing
just in front of his own goal line, booted that thing where it was fielded at the 30 on the other end of the field. That was a monster, monster punt. Inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Ravens back on defense, leading in the ballgame 72-0. A resounding win here this afternoon in store for this BC football team. As when we're done here today, they're going to be 9-2 this year. That's a good season for any team. QB's back, chased out, flushed, hit, breaks away, rolling, is going to be hit again, throws the ball on the run, picked it. Did they hold? No, they're going to say he didn't hold on. A diving attempt at the interception by Dalton. He just had one a moment ago, and I thought he was going to have a second one right there, but it's going to bound away from him, and it'll be incomplete. A break there for William Woods.
Second down,
10 for the Owls. The wind continues, I feel like, to diminish here this afternoon. It is just a sun-drenched day. It could not be nicer, and we're so thankful for that, sitting outside on this delightful folding table today. Second down call. QB's back. Steps up. Over the middle. Throwing deep. That one is cleanly picked. 40, 50, 40. Down the left side of the 30. Finally drug out of the 25-yard line. And then penalty marker is going to sail his racing upfield and just absolutely jubilant. What a great INT and return for Benedictine and the Ravens. They're going to come up with a football, and penalty marker is coming down well after the interception. And this time I don't think, an identification for Benedictine 27. So we'll see if I can figure out who came up with that pick. So I'm not seeing it on that list. See if I can't rustle that thing up. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Officiating crew, a group of them, four of them, huddling up around the 20-yard line over here on the near side. And let's go to the roster. And they're still talking about whatever it is that's going on over here. Here comes the roster. And for Benedictine, I am going to say that interception is made by Caleb Taylor, 6'2 junior linebacker for Benedictine out of Fountain Hills, Arizona. What a Desert Mountain High School. How delightful does that sound? Desert Mountain. Kind of lovely. All right, we're going to get this penalty all figured out here yet. One of the officials have gone over picking up the laundry off the field, but the other three officials are still line judge, back judge, referee are all still talking about it. Now two more come up, so now we got five of the crew discussing the penalty and, I'm sure, not only the penalty, but the enforcement of that penalty. Benedictine basketball on Care Radio coming up next Wednesday. Part of American Athletic Conference season will continue, and the Ravens are going to be once again on the road. This time we'll be over here in Fayette. Drove right by on the way over today. We have drove by the Boonville exit. Ravens at Central Methodist next Wednesday. Ladies, 5:30. Guys, 7:30. Join us for that one here live on Care Radio. Now the officials are discussing the resolution of this call with coaching staffs on both sides of the field and waiting to get some kind of an indication. Here we go. Referee's coming over to the middle of the field, and let's see if we get a call from him. Now, he's never going to share it with the crowd. What they're doing, though, they're spotting the ball down where that tackle was made. They're going to call this around the 12-yard line.
First and 10 from the William Woods.
So, Ravens from the 12-yard line. They are going to be first and 10. This is waiting for the down markers to get set across the way, and we're going to get back to action. BC is going to shift the tight end over to the left side, kind of setting up as kind of a wing over there. Running back straight ahead, down to the 10. Standing up, down to the 8, 7, 6, 5-yard line. Standing relatively upright, but keeping the legs driving and keeping powering forward. That was a very nice run for Benedictine by Robbie Sharp. He's going to take it down to the five-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and a couple. BC's got to get this thing down to around the three-yard line for a first and goal. And we've got another Woods player who's going to be slow to get up off the field. William Woods got a player that they're attending to. Joseph will take a break as they manage that. 3:20 to go as we take a little break here in Fayette. Not in Fayette. 3:20 to go in the game, or in the third quarter of the game. It's Benedictine 72, William Woods nothing.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
And here we go, Benedictine on the very first play, coming out of the injury, and a straight ahead run for Caden Austin on a quarterback keeper, and Benedictine bangs into the end zone again. So from, let's call this three. We're going to call this a three-yard run for Caden Austin. And at 3:07 to go in the third, BC now goes up 78-0. PAT to follow for Christian Kloby, and he will nail it. And we're going to take a break. Joseph, timeout as the Ravens continue to roll up points with 3:07 to go in the third. Benedictine 79, William Woods nothing.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Colby getting set to boot it away once again for Benedictine. And before William Woods gets their return team out, that's an opportunity for me to begin at least, and we'll keep this going, take you around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and how things are shaking out this afternoon. There is already one final score in. And it was an interesting one early, but didn't end up that way, as this kick is going to be into the end zone. Grandview, who had a short lead halfway through the ball game, has been able to stretch it out, and they are all the way now to a finishing it with a 31-13 victory at home over Graceland. So Vikings over the Yellow Jackets this afternoon, 31-13. Other games going on. So it's a close one at Davenport. Going to the fourth quarter, St. Ambrose leads Peru 14-12. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Baker in front of Missouri Baptist 13-0. Mid-America goes to the fourth quarter up 49 points on Central Methodist. And halfway through the fourth quarter, Penn leads Missouri Valley 17-7. The final game, late third quarter, Culver-Stockton 38-2 in front of Clark. First play of the series for William Woods, and a pass is batted in, nearly picked off. A Raven defender gets in front of it, gets hands on the ball, knocks the thing up into the air, and Raven's not quite able to haul that thing down. And fortunately for William Woods, it falls harmlessly to the turf. So, Woods is very, very fortunate that the Ravens did not pick off another pass this afternoon from Gabe Seary. Second down, 10, still at the run 25-yard line, as we're at 3 minutes to go in quarter three. Seary brings his man to the left, keeps it himself. Again, that continues to be Howell's best play of the game, is it's going to net 7 yards for the quarterback out of Altona, Missouri, who came here to William Woods after a stint at Benedictine. Woods looking now at a third and eight. Third down, eight, William Woods from their own 27-yard line. Anyway, Benedictine has not had starters in for, well, since before the first half was over. They've still got big guys out there, and they are playing really, really well. You can see they've got some heart in this. Now the quarterback's going to try a little sneak, and he's going to get hit, and he's going to be spun around, and he's going to be dropped and give Dominic Stone King that stop. Fourth down, William Woods, and again, it's going to be a punt coming the way of William Woods. William Woods has had to kick this ball a lot this afternoon. And we'll just check and see the William Woods special teams punting. They've had, I'm showing, seven punts already this afternoon. Thought it might even have been more than that. It's going to be Sharkey to kick it away. Snap is back. Boots away. That's another really nice kick. It'll be allowed to bounce at the 40 and roll down to the Benedictine 35-yard line. Ravens are going to bring the offense out there. First and 10 BC with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter. They're going to be taking over the football at their own 35-yard line, up 79-0. Will Benedictine set a single-game scoring record today? Well, remains to be seen. Again, Benedictine's record so far, scoring record against Graceland, penalty marker still. Against Graceland in 18 was 84. So that is certainly within reach prior to the Ravens snap. We're going to have a delay of game on the defense. Now that is an uncommon penalty. And with a minute 19 to go in the game, Ravens are going to be starting this possession with a first and five at their own 40-yard line. Here comes Caden Austin. He will hand off, blasting over to the right side, the 45, and up very close to the 50-yard line goes Benedictine. Jonah Roberts with the run to the right side. It'll be a Raven first down, and they're going to say out of bounds, BC at its own 48.
Jonah Roberts.
So Jonah with a nice carry. For Benedictines, there have been really no weak spots in this game today. They have thrown the ball well. They have run downhill all afternoon. The defense has been absolutely stunning today. Last I checked, they still are holding Woods to negative rushing yardage on the afternoon. One more snap to go here in the third quarter. BC will move a man over to the right side. Austin will take it. Hand off it again. Jonah goes right side, 50, 45, turns sideways, gets down to the 40, and a penalty marker is going to fly in a offensive backfield. And we may have a hold back here. It was well after the play. You know how that happens. You get an offensive holding. There it is. So the Ravens are going to be backed up a little bit, and it's going to be inside their own 45. Let's see where they're going to spot this thing down. From the point of infraction is where it's going to be assessed, and they'll take Benedictine to its own 41. So for the Ravens, a first down, and I'm going to call this 18. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. Clock is going to roll down. Ravens are not going to take any efforts to snap it. Taking a break, Joseph, going to the fourth here in Fulton, Missouri. It's all Ravens today. Benedictine 79, William Woods nothing.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Thank you.
Good to have you along here this afternoon. Fantastic day here on the road for Benedictine as they look to notch win number 9 this season. Going to the fourth quarter with a commanding 79-0 advantage. For Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio, welcome back. Tom Counts here. Field side, Gus on a special assignment. And he'll be right back here with us next Saturday. Now, where is that going to be? Who is that going to be against? We don't know that. We're going to find out tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, matter of fact, 5, 6 o'clock. And we're going to know all those things. Right now, though, BC looked at a first down at about 18. They're going to go jet sweep to the left side, get back to very near the original line of scrimmage where R.J. Brewster will carry the ball and accelerate up the left side right in front of the Benedictine bench. Let's call it a second down and 11. The Ravens are going to be, 47. Yeah, nose up to the 47-yard line. It'll break up a second down and 11. For Benedictine, is a clock moving here. 14 and a half to go in the game. So here we come back up. BC is doing a good job of being patient and taking their time, just not rushing anything. There's no reason to be in any kind of a hurry. Motion right side. Quarterback Austin will keep it. Gets to the 50, 45, pulls away from a tackle down to the 40, and penalty marker says he might have been grabbing the face mask there. I didn't see any kind of a hold. There could have been one, but there was a good lead block down the field. I'm going to tell you what. Big props to Henry Lee out there. Did you see Henry way downfield making that lead block? That was a nice play for the Ravens senior. This penalty is going to bring the ball back. And if you can understand that, you're way better than me. They're going to mark this thing off, and let's see, where's it going to go? For the Ravens, it's going to be a massive penalty, taking the ball all the way back to the Benedictine 40. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. The Ravens are going to be looking at a second down and 19. So second down, 19 for Benedictine. Ravens are going to be back at their own 40-yard line. Will they throw this ball at all? On this kind of a down and distance, maybe Jonah Roberts is in the backfield with sophomore quarterback Cade Austin. And Cade is back to throw. Puts one over the top. It's caught. It's a 40. It's a 30. It's a 10. Count it, another Benedictine touchdown. Cade Austin. With the completion to Callahan Houston out of Lecompton, Kansas. The Lecompton redshirt freshman goes in, and Benedictine will score from 50, let's call this 58 yards away. So a 58-yard pass from Austin to Houston. And the Ravens are now up 85-0. PAT for Kloby. It'll be held by Austin. And he'll drill it through, and we're taking a break. 13:27 to go in the game. Ravens extend their lead. We're now Benedictine 86, William Woods nothing.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
I can make it up from here. Back with you here in Fulton, Missouri. campus of William Woods University. Benedictine's kickoff is rolling at the 10. Oh, it's going to go out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. And so kind of hear a groan from the BC faithful. They are surrounding me here as I'm on the left side of the coach's box, the kind of a portable structure that's been brought in for this football season for William Woods. Not really sure what the future holds for them facility-wise here. Certainly a lovely field. No track around it. It is football, and I see the other color stripes. So it's football and apparently soccer as well. So you got that.
First and 10 for the Owls from their own 35.
So here we go. It'll be first and 10. William Woods from their own 35-yard line. 13 and a half to go in the game. 13:27 to be precise. And WWU, are they going to bring out a new QB here? Or are they going to be hanging with Gabe? QB's back to throw. It is going to be Siri staying out there. Caught across the line of scrimmage and the tackle. They're going to stay at the line of scrimmage and the receiver's hit by a pair of defenders and slowly Ethan Lawler will climb to his feet. He took a little punishment on that hit. You can hear the pop of the pad from a pair of defenders simultaneously making contact. And Lawler's coming off the field, and he's hands on hips and just kind of gathering himself a little bit on the near sideline. Second down, they're going to give him yards for his effort. Second down, 9. Receivers are going to go wide to the right side, 2, 1 to the left. Into the backfield now is going to be a new ball carrier, and that is going to be maybe Ben Wallace. Hand off right side and kind of go up to the 40 maybe. So a gain of about 3 or 4 more yards, and it is a third down 5 for William Woods. 12:20 to go. William Woods with the football, and I would suspect, what time we got now? 3:37. Game will be over by 4 o'clock. By 5:30, the laundry's done in the bin. Third down and right at 5. Howell's going to go from right to left here in this fourth quarter. Quarterback flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run, going to pick up a first down as he just kind of makes a headlong dive. He knew where he had to get, and he made that with making up a football to spare. Goes headlong, picking up a first down, surrenders himself so it doesn't take any contact, and it'll be William Woods keeping the drive alive. First and 10, Woods. There are not a lot of questions that remain here this afternoon. One of them is, will William Woods get on the board here today? 11:11 to go in the game. They are first down and approaching midfield. So this is probably as good opportunity as any for them if they're going to have one. This time the handoff in a straight ahead run is going to result in pretty short yardage as the ball is going to be carried by grad student Ben Wallace. Ben is not a very big running back. I can only suspect he's very fleet. Second down, 9. William Woods at their own 47-yard line. Gabe Siri is looking for the near side, and this is very AT&T Stadium-like, okay? As he looks to the near side, he's looking right into the sun. He's trying to shade his eyes and see the coach, and he can't, looking right into the light. Now the quarterback's in trouble, a broken play, and he's going to be buried. Started a handoff to a running back who is not there, and Siri cuts to the right side, goes down to the 40-yard line, a loss of a half a dozen, third down, 16.
On the sack for the Ravens, brings up third.
So again, as he looked to the near side, having difficulty, I suspect, getting the call from the bench, and some miscommunication between quarterback and running back. Quarterback reached out to hand off the ball. Running back had already gone some other way, and that play was just not going to happen. The quarterback ends up getting swallowed up by an on-rushing defensive unit. 9:45 to go in the game. Third down, 15 for the Owls. Woods with the football. They're going to go trips near side. And the QB's looking this way. The ball is knocked out of his hands. It's on the ground, and it's still rolling around. And one of the Woods players gets back and is able to cover it up. That was a huge break for William Woods, as it was Ben Wallace, the running back, who was able to get over there and swallow back up the football. But William Woods on the play losing so much yardage. And now you got another Woods player on the field. Loading it up. William Woods has suffered a lot of guys getting dinged up here this afternoon. Their bench depth is not that deep to begin with. So we'll see what happens to this young guy. Here we go, kind of getting him off the field. He's got a teammate or two going to help him get over here. 9:20 to go in the ball game. And here comes William Woods looking at a fourth down and 15, fourth down like 30, 31. Punter standing at his own 10-yard line. I'm going to say this. They've got John Kimry in. He's kicked the ball a couple of times. He's done a nice job. And this one away is another just spectacular kick. Fair catch called for. Marco Fugliani says, I'm not looking to run this thing back. I'm not looking to pile on here. He's going to fair catch it at the Raven 25-yard line. So that is a 50-plus yard from the line of scrimmage punt. So that was like absolutely outstanding.
Brings up first and
10
for the Ravens.
And so Benedict is going to bring their offense back on the field once again. 8:55 to go. It is 86-0 Benedictin. And looking out here to see who is going to be out on the field. That's Austin staying out to run it. Good experience for the 6'5 sophomore. He will hand off to his running back and barreling upfield with the football for Benedictin is going to be J.J. Jackson. So J.J. getting about 9 on the first down carry. Nothing fancy, nothing particularly deceptive. Just hard running into the right side of the line. Taking it right up the middle of the field and across the 35-yard line to 36. Second down and 1. Ravens are going to bring single receiver over to the near side. We're down to 8:15 to go in the game. BC waiting for that play clock to get into the very low single digits before they even think about snapping it. Court Mattson will come over to the right side now. Handoff running back, puts his head down. He's not going to pick up a first down. Needed a yard, doesn't get it. Oh, and maybe with a second effort does. He had been stood up and... You think you got it? I don't know. That looks, they're going to go ahead and move it. Why wouldn't you at this point, I suppose? You know, just the main thing is to keep things moving along here. It's worth 7:40 to go. Benedict going to be 9-2 here in 7.5 minutes. Walking over to the far side, getting a little play sent in from the coaching staff. And here we go. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 37. And again, they wait for the play clock to get very low into the single digits before Austin begins the signals. Straight ahead handoff, 40-yard line, 42, 3, maybe 44-yard line goes J.J. Jackson.
J.J. Jackson on the carry.
So J.J. is going to get about 6 on that, maybe 7. I'm going to call that 6. Second down, 4. And for BC, 6:45 to go. You're listening to the ballgame, you're saying, oh, this doesn't sound very exciting. As well, it's kind of hard to, I'm doing my very best. Just, the Ravens are just being very smart right now. They're being very patient. They've already had spectacular play after spectacular play today. They already have an 86-0 lead, and for them, it's just a matter of dispensing the minutes in this game. Second down, 4. Play clock at 4 when Austin takes a snap. Braves will run the outside to the 45, cross midfield, 1st and 10, Benedictine, and another very nice carry for J.J. Jackson. People like to ask, well, you know, how good is this team? You know, how many seniors do you have? Well, if you look at the Benedictine lineup, the first thing that is just like stunning is you've only got a couple of seniors. You've got Jay Sean, and so, you know, there's a big senior on the team. And so you've got some guys in the receiving corps, but across the front, Harrison Schmidt, Jacoby Hinton, Rashad Beckham, Trey McGrady, Britton Smith, the front guys, all underclassmen. The second guys, Ridley Williams, Lyndon Swazowski, Otter, and Eddie, by the way, got the start today on a late call. We're all freshmen and sophomores. Your quarterbacks are sophomores and juniors. So, I mean, this team is just laden with young players. This is not a team ready to graduate everybody. Here's another handoff and another strong run by freshman running back J.J.
Jackson.
And on a first down call, he's going to get 5. Second down, 5. Benedictine now inside the 45-yard line. Let's call it the Owl 43. Now we go inside 5 minutes to play.
On the tackle for the Woods.
So, Benedictine, just looking to be very smart here. I mean, they have put a lot of points on the board against a team who's given up points throughout the course of the year. It's not like they're able to try to pile on here today. It's just that this team is good. The Benedictine team is just good and explosive. Got a lot of weapons, a lot of guys who can do a lot of things, and you've seen them do those here today. Here's J.J. We'll go into the middle of the line and just kind of fight his way for a couple of more yards. The tackle for Woods by freshman linebacker Carlton Jones. Carlton's out of Wright City, Missouri. Third down, 4 for Benedictine. And now inside 4 minutes to play. BC is going to go left side with Callahan Houston. Houston is, he had a big catch a little bit ago for a touchdown, the most recent touchdown of the afternoon for the Ravens, a record-setting touchdown. And they scored their 85th and then 86th point with the PAT. And with the anticipation of Woods getting the football back, starting quarterback Gabe Sirius on the near sideline. He was dinged up a little bit ago. Here's a handoff right side, 35-30, 25 and driven out of bounds on the near side. It's going to be Jackson. It's going to be another Benedictine first down. And are they not stopping the clock on the running out of bounds? They're going to let it roll. We're 3 minutes to play. 3 minutes left, and the Ravens are going to be at the 20-yard line. We will have, Joseph, don't forget, the 2-minute timeout coming up here soon. So, get ready for that. Half a minute from now. But between now and then, the Ravens are going to be forced to have a snap of the ball because we're 19 on the play clock. The Ravens are going to put it in play one more time. Benedictine, wide to the near side. Tight ends on both sides. Single running back. There goes J.J. Back straight ahead, 20, 15, maybe 14-yard line. We're going to take a break. 2 minutes to go in the ball game here in Fulton, Missouri. It's the Ravens 86, William Woods nothing.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Thank you. basketball game. We hope to see you there. And as always, go out.
Back with you here in Fulton. You're like, where in the world? Fulton, how far away? Well, it's just a little bit away. You go to, you go through, take I-7 to Columbia and then kind of swing down and you go through Jeff City and then you go just a little ways east and a little further and here you are. You're Fulton. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing a really fine job as always doing all that. Back at the studio, Tom Counts with you here. Fieldside. Us with a special duty assignment here this afternoon, and he'll be with us again next Saturday, wherever we're at, with Raven football. Benedictine, second down, 4-15-yard line, deep in Woods territory, as we're inside now, 2 minutes to go. Handoff is going to go to J.J., and that was a nice little corner blitz that came around at the outside. Caught J.J. in the backfield, and he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, but probably did not proceed beyond that, little if any. And as a result, the Ravens are looking at a third down and make it third down two. With a minute and a half to go, Benedictine inside the 15-yard line. BC's going to send two left, one right. I would suspect those are decoy maneuvers with a minute 20 to play. And they're going to run this thing down to about a minute to go before they snap it once more. So they're going to run this thing way, way, way down. Benedictine. It's going to be fun to watch the reveal tomorrow, the postseason. Here's a straight ahead to the 5, to the 3. No. Inside the 10 to the 5 and maybe inside the 5. And now the Ravens can just fall on it where they can score 90-plus. I'm going for option A here. Just go home. We'll see what they do. Yeah, they're going to go. They're going to go to the diamond. Yeah, we're going to go to that safety position. And final score here this afternoon in Fulton, Missouri. Benedictine 86, William Woods nothing, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back to Fulton, Missouri, where this afternoon Benedictine comes away with an 86-0 win over William Woods. Ravens are going to end the regular season at 9-2 overall. William Woods will wrap it up at 1-10. Just hitting some of the highlights for Benedictine here today as it was just a very outstanding win for this ball club. BC, I can't even get this to work. We're just going to refresh it, see if that brings it back. There we go.
Benedictin. Offensively today, rushing, J.J. Jackson, 68 yards. You know, he turned out to be the Ravens' leading rusher today. Robbie Sharp had 56. He was the second leading rusher. Gorgie with 45, 42 for Roberts. Witherspoon, 32. Longafuliana, 31. Jackson Dooley, 10 of 18 throwing the ball for 136. 97 yards throwing the ball for Caden Austin. So the Ravens just rolling up points. BC held William Woods to negative 61 rushing yards, rushing for 281. And so receiving Benedictine, pardon me, Benedictine 233 receiving yards to William Woods 109. So that all said, Ravens with 514 yards of offense this afternoon, William Woods with 48. We'll let you know tomorrow who the Ravens are going to be playing, wherever they're at, against whom it's going to be. We'll be with you. Looking forward to doing that. Looking forward to Wednesday. Benedictine basketball will be with the guys and gals. 5:30 for the ladies game. Men at 7:30. Ravens in Fayette with Central Methodist. Thanks for having joined us. Happy birthday to Cora. And until we reach you next time, congratulations to the Ravens and Coach Osborne as they again clinch a co-championship in a Conference South division and look forward to postseason play. For Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts here. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.